Playoff High School Football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's PIAA District 1 playoff game. Tonight's game is between your number 11 seed Strathaven Panthers and the number 7 seed Bishop Shanahan Eagles.
Rolling out to his right is Fisher. Looking, has a man out there. It is caught for a touchdown by Dan Reeves. Deep down the middle, has a man out there. Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Sports Legends of Delaware County, Delco Sports History on display in Radnor. Admission is free. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs, right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Believe it or not, it's been since 2011 since Strathaven won a playoff game. Seems like an eternity. There have been certainly visits to the District 1 playoffs over the last six seasons, yet they've come up just short in the first round, time and time again. Tonight, for the first time since 2011, this one more win to advance in the playoffs would not only mean playing an extra week of football for this year's seniors and pushing the record over 500 for the first time in a while, but it could mean the 300th career win for Delaware County's all-time winningest coach, Kevin Clancy, and we're hoping to bring it to you tonight here on HavenFootball.net. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play as the number 11 Strathaven Panthers open the District 1 playoffs, visiting number 6 Bishop Shanahan. First ever meeting between these two teams. I remember being up here in 2010 scouting a game when Springfield came up here, who eventually turned into a playoff opponent that season for the Panthers, but since then they've installed a beautiful turf field. Again, great night for football, beautiful weather, as has been the case most of the 2017 season, and Strathaven looking to go to 6-5, and here we get into the playoffs, and now it's about matchups. Now it's about strength of schedule and so forth to say, look, maybe the Central League was a little tougher than the Chestmont, or maybe the Chestmont was leaves Bishop Shanahan a little more battle-tested than Strathaven. Right. We'll find out tonight in a game that really could have a whole lot of offensive fireworks the way these two teams put up points during most weeks. And joined, as always, by Mike Mayer. And, Mike, hey, 300th career win for Kevin Clancy. It would come on the road tonight, which it would have a different feel. But never mind. He'll be the first to tell you he doesn't care about how long he's been coaching or the number of wins. He's just hoping to play some more football next week.
I'm going to say, if he's looking at a list of 1 to 10 of what's important, this is going to be 100 on the list.
That's right.
It's just not that important to him, nor should it be, really. I mean, it is a milestone. It's wonderful. But let's win a football game. Yeah, this is going to be an interesting game. Shanahan has been playing very well the last, well, I'd say 3 weeks, but they got absolutely clobbered by Coatesville. But Coatesville is a force to be reckoned with. But they played 2 5-5 teams 2 weeks before that, beat both of them. That bodes well for them. The other wins they have are all against, we'll call it relatively weak teams, at least based on their records, 1-8, 1-9, things like that. So, you know, right now we're not too sure what Bishop Shanahan really has. We do know that they could put some yards up, that they like to throw the ball. They made a quarterback change about week 7. And that's worked out real well for them. They're very aggressive with the ball, very aggressive in the air. Not as aggressive as Marple Newtown. What killed Haven last week was the big play. They could not keep the big play from happening. You know, the famous one for us is the 3rd and 26, and they run a touchdown out of it on a bubble screen. That's the kind of thing that's going to have to stop. You know, Haven did manage, through whatever means was necessary, to pretty much slow down or stop that passing game. But, boy, they could not stop the running game, particularly the big breakouts. And that's going to be the same thing today. I think we're going to see kind of a very similar played game. I think Shanahan's going to give up points. They have all year. I think they haven't seen a wing team much. I think they haven't seen the kind of running backs they're going to face tonight. But that, by its nature, is a slow, methodical game. The problem with the Bishop Shanahan is they get to the air and they make some connections, and they are big on the big plays, just like Marple Newtown was. They will break it wide open real fast. And that's got to be a scary thing. Haven has to stay on top of this game, and they got to be in good shape by the fourth quarter, which is when they tend to start feeling fatigued and going both ways is starting to have its effect on them, particularly in a championship game like this or a playoff game.
The Eagles are led by head coach Paul Myers. They are 7-3 this season, came off an 8-4 season last year. Won their first-round game a year ago over their league rival, Westchester Ruston, before being defeated by Academy Park in the second round. But, again, they are hopeful, certainly, that they can repeat history and pick up their second-ever home playoff victory, led by quarterback Andrew Smythe. Smythe, running back for the first half of the year, basically traded spots with Dan DiBenedetto. And DiBenedetto really... again, did well throwing the ball. They turned it over a little too often, and both of them, very good runners, very good throwers, and we may even see a mix of both. The challenge for Eric Hollingsworth and as the defensive coordinator and the Panther defense tonight is knowing that there are six or seven guys that can hurt you. It's not really just one player that they can focus on. They've spread it around to six or seven different receivers. They run this shotgun spread, not unlike what they saw against Marple Newtown last week. But, again, Marple, you could really focus on one or two players that were hurting you more often than not. This has five or six guys who the Panthers have to be aware at all times. But, of course, Strathaven's been spreading the ball around, too, to different weapons. Started mixing in a new tight end last week in the receiving game. Ethan Belleville with a big catch against Marple a week ago for his first catch of the year and first touchdown. You know, you have Dan Reeves at the other tight end. Tom Foster, obviously, on the outside. And, of course, the stable of backs that, Mike, you've named the four horsemen, led by Zach Hussein, who's over the 1,000-yard mark on the season in just nine games played. He's joined there by Ibo Pio, John Francis, Nick O'Connor, and maybe we see Sean Daly tonight. We'll see. Sean Daly has not played any offense for the last couple of weeks. He was in the top 10 in Delaware County in rushing yards through the first 7 weeks before an injury has limited him to really just the defensive side of the ball. But they're hopeful Sean can give it a go tonight, and we'll see how it goes. But in the meantime, we will keep you posted on scores from everywhere else around District 1 and District 12 with their respective playoffs getting underway. The winner of tonight's game will take on the winner of Unionville versus Glenn Mills. Unionville, the three seed. Glenn Mills, how about that? Win and you're in last week. They got it done. Kennett losing puts them in and puts them in as a 14 seed. So congrats to the Battling Bulls for being back in the playoffs. We hope to get scores from elsewhere on some Delaware County teams, especially in the 5A, where Pencrest at Springfield, that's the 16 versus the 1. Academy Park hosting Chichester. Radnor visiting Upper Dublin. Sun Valley took the trek up the turnpike to visit Upper Moreland tonight. Marple Newtown hosting Oxford. And, of course, Great Valley Ruston in the Chestmont League. That's the 8-9 game, the winner to get the winner of Springfield Pencrest. So we'll keep you posted on as many scores as we can. We're thankful for everybody at Bishop Shanahan tonight for getting us set up here in the booth. Great night for football. Great setup here. And Strathaven has made their way to the sideline down in front of us. They are in their white jerseys, black pants with black numerals, silver helmets with the black and white stripe down the middle. All green. Dark green over on the far sideline for Bishop Shanahan. Green from head to toe with white numerals and a white stripe down the middle of the helmet for the Eagles. But, again, we'll say thanks to WNPV up in Lansdale for their posts. Everybody at Delco Times and everybody at PA Prep Live who's going to be posting scores as we go. But, again, this is pretty fantastic, Mike.
Yeah, you know, the facility is great. It's got new turf. They set up the stands on one side of the field. There are no stands on the opposing side. Interestingly enough, the home team bench is across the other side where the visitors would normally be, and Strathaven's on this side, and, of course, the two sets of fans sit in different sections, and there is like a separator. I don't know what they were concerned about. I know they didn't build it just for our game, but I think as a matter of policy, they thought, let's build a divider so that the fans can't intermix with each other, and then we don't have to worry about it anymore. So we've got to our right are the Strathaven fans, to our left are the Eagle fans, and it should be interesting, but you're going to hear a lot of noise. Like, we got bands on both sides of us, so there's going to be plenty of competition with our mics, which is fine because it makes it much more exciting. I hate a football game without a band.
That's right. Well, we got two bands going, and again, last time I was up here was that was 2010. That was, my goodness, I remember with my kids were little and running around, I had a 3- and 4-year-old at that point, and they were having fun running up and down the bleachers. But it's a very different feel tonight as we have playoff action under the lights here in Downingtown. Strathaven captains meeting at midfield include Sean Daly, Tom Foster, Ryan Morris, and Nick O'Connor. Number 4, Dan DiBenedetto, joined by 67, Mac Barry. Number 14, Tom Waite. And number
six
over there is Andrew Smythe, the quarterback. So we will keep you posted and on the coin toss. But, again, if you were checking things out earlier in the week, we had the 50-yard line and so forth, really spelling out a number of different a number of contributors here for the Eagles, and the Panthers will have to be aware. Now, Strathaven has won the toss and elected to receive. They will move right to left as we get started, but, of course, we're going to have the national anthem here coming up momentarily. So, Daly and the rest of the captains moving towards this near sideline. We will keep you posted also on the 6A scores, the 6A playoffs, namely some of the Delaware County teams, including Garnet Valley, hosting CB West tonight, Haverford at North Penn, Penwood on the road tonight at Perk Valley. We'll keep you posted there as best we can. So in the meantime, we're going to take a short time out. Be back for the tail end of the Star-Spangled Banner and the opening kickoff. District 1 playoffs ready to rock and roll in Week 11 on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should. Down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
That's the Marching Eagles, the band for Bishop Shanahan playing at the Star-Spangled Banner. Great job this evening. 13 seniors for Strathaven tonight, 24 seniors for Bishop Shanahan. None of them want their high school careers ending in the next couple of hours. So we will see what happens from here as Strathaven takes the field. Again, they'll be moving right to left. They'll send Tom Foster deep to about the 10-yard line, flanked by John Francis and Ebo Pio to receive the kickoff. Connor Bailey will kick it away, the sophomore for Bishop Shanahan, as the Eagles break their sideline huddle and are making their way onto the field. As we said, turf field with a big S for Shanahan and an eagle head right near the 50-yard line. Great setup tonight. Joined, as always, by Pete Fulgenetti. Well, not as always. We missed you last week, Pete. We didn't have you here. But stats and spotting and halftime report will come from Pete in just a little while. But Panthers await the kickoff from Connor Bailey. Has it teed halfway between the hash marks at the 40-yard line, and we are underway. Bailey approaches. High, very short kickoff is going to come down near Ethan Belleville, who's going to take it at about the 25-yard line. Looks for room up the right edge, across the 30, and Belleville is going to push the pile out to the 40-yard line on that far sideline. Panthers will start with very good field position. Jake Fisher is your quarterback. Halfbacks, Nick O'Connor and Ebo Pio. Fullback is Zach Hussein. We'll see John Francis as well. Dan Reeves and Ethan Belleville, your tight ends. The center is Sam Burke. Ryan Morris and Luke Healy, the guards. Lee Holbert and Ryan Krause, the bookend tackles. Tom Foster into the game to start. As a split end, Panthers will snap from the right hash, moving right to left. We'll get to the Shanahan defense momentarily. Set up with a wing to the left. Into the backfield, wing tee behind Fisher on first down. Here they run the toss play. Looking for room is Johnny Francis. Looking at it straight ahead, he goes across the 40-yard line for a gain of 6. John Francis on a full back toss to start things. And number 20... And number 22 works it out to the, we'll see where they spot this, put it down at the 42-yard line. Call it second down and three. Mike Robinson in on the tackle. He's one of your inside linebackers, joined by Liam Deering and Tom Waite. Defensive backs Glenn Denning, DeBenedetto, Sweeney, and Moffitt get to the line in a minute. On second down and three, give is to Zach Hussein, who is swarmed immediately. Maybe a yard, if they're fortunate here. It's now they're going to say no gain here for Hussein on the carry. And it brings up third down and three. Front four includes Danny McGinn, Anthony Cipriano, Ryan McLaughlin, and J.P. Kennedy for the Eagles. Number 67 in there at defensive end now as well, Mac Barry. Third down and three. Wing to the right, Nick O'Connor. From the left hash, Fisher under center. Eight-man front gives to Sean Daly. Daly explodes across the 45-yard line to the 46 for a first down. Daly's first carry in weeks. Good to see him back in the mix on offense. He's going to stay in the game. They check Nick O'Connor out. Ebo Pio in at halfback here as the Panthers get a fresh set of downs here on their opening drive. First and 10 from their own 46. Pio wing to the right. Two tight end set here. Fisher play fake, and they give it to Pio. Looking for room up this near side, and he's got room. 45, 40. Cuts inside. Up the hash mark. Pio to his right. Shoestring tackle trips him up at the Eagles' 30-yard line. But that is Ebo Pio for 24 yards and a first down.
Boy, that was a nice run. He really made a lot out of it. He got the first part of from great blocking and then just made it work.
Mustang sweep as they fake the dive to Hussein. Pio checks out for a breather. O'Connor back in on first and 10. From the 30, Fisher under center again with two tight ends. Belleville to the left, Reeves to the right. Fisher barks out the signals. Give is to O'Connor off the left side, and he has room. O'Connor across the 25 down to the 23. Give him seven more yards on his first touch. And the Panthers were, so I was talking to the coaches beforehand, they said Lee Holbert at left tackle should have a monster night tonight. He should dominate. And the Panthers working that left side in the early going. Big Lee at 295 pounds has played awfully well all season. Second and short here for the Panthers. Reeves tight end to the left this time. On second and three, give it to Hussein. He cuts back to his left, has himself a first down as he drives the pile forward inside the 20 to the 18. Zach Hussein for five and another Panther first down. Clock ticks. Well, when they reset the chains, they'll start ticking again. 9:35 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Panthers started this at their 40-yard line and now in the red zone, first and 10 at the Shanahan 18. Belleville, tight end to the right, Reeves to the left. Eight men in the box here for Shanahan. Daly back in the game at halfback. On first down and 10, they give it to Daly off that right side. He goes into the secondary, and Daly to the 10-yard line. Give him nine. And Sean Daly running hard.
Shanahan's going to have to make some adjustments here. This is a bitter, I would call a timeout. This day, try to regroup a little bit.
Lee Holbert with an equipment issue has got to check out. That brings number 64, Tagliaterra, into the game.
They can get a first down at the 9-yard line, so this should give them some.
Second and one from the 10. Hussein in at fullback. They go off the right side this time. Hussein on the cutback, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Forward progress maybe gives them the first down, but he's not getting much more than a yard, if that. We'll check the spot here.
Yeah, you tell him. It looks like the 9 anyway.
Let's see. They're going to say first down. Are they? Well, no. Third down. Third and inches for the Panthers here. Call it no gain for Hussein. Three carries for just 5 yards for the fullback. They're keying on 35 early. T formation behind Fisher here. Two tight end set. Third and inches. Give it to Fisher on the quarterback dive. He's going to drive forward here and then pick up a first down and a gain of maybe three. Nice work there by Fisher. They'll put it down at the 6-yard line and give the Panthers first and goal. Clock ticks. 8:09, 8:08 and counting to play here in the first quarter. Panthers on the move. Well, you need sixes here, Mike.
No doubt about it. Got to finish these drives if you're going to win the game.
Wing T, look, wing to the left is Sean Daly. Eight men in the box. They give it to O'Connor off the left side. On the cutback, he hops his way across the five down to the two. O'Connor with a gain of four more, and it brings up second down and goal. Ebo Pio checks in. Sean Daly checks out. Panthers with a good rotation of backs here, keeping people fresh in the opening drive here. Ninth play of the drive that started at the 40-yard line. Second and goal to go from the two. Fisher under center. Two tight ends. Give is to Hussein off the left side, pushing the pile, and he is, I don't know, I think he's shy. O'Connor disagrees, but the official is going to put his hand up just shy of the goal line here. Give Hussein a yard and a half.
Boy, critical third down already.
A yard and three quarters. It wouldn't shock me to see Fisher on a keeper here one more time.
Right.
Hussein's going to bring in the play. Third down and inches. T formation. Daly, Hussein, O'Connor. Left to right. Turn. Give it Hussein off the left side. He's going to spin his way forward. Not much doing there. And I don't know. He's going to be shy again. Fourth and inches upcoming.
You know, they've had this issue where they got caught with good goal line stances by, who was it, Upper Darby? And I'm trying to remember where they held
him. A few. Yep, Upper Darby, Radnor at the end of the first half,
that's right.
A few. You cannot put the football much closer.
Yep.
You're about third down and 5 inches. Fourth down now and 5 inches. The Panthers will go for it. We're approaching 6 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Fisher will go under center. Wing to the right is O'Connor. All 11 Eagles in the box area. They give is to Daly off the right side. He pushes his way. No signal yet.
Yes.
Into the end zone for a Panther touchdown. Sean Daly pounds it in. And Daly, his fourth touchdown of the season, gives Strathaven a 6-0 lead, 6:03 to play in the opening quarter. Little too close for comfort there for the Panther fans. But, hey, the number 11 seed. On there, and there, all sorts of confusion here for the Panthers.
On the other hand.
On the extra point here, Hussein checks out. Okay, Emmett Young on for the extra point, and then the Panthers will get the lineup sorted out. Snap is a good one, ball spotted. Plenty of leg for Young. It's up and good, 7-0 Strathaven after the opening drive. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment, see if the Eagles can answer. Number 11 seed on top in the early going here at Shanahan. Glad you're listening on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Lawler. 7-0 Strathaven. A beautiful 60-yard scoring drive capped by Sean Daly's fourth touchdown of the season. He punches it in from a yard out on fourth and inches, and the Panthers strike first, 7-0. Speaking of 7-0, Academy Park returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown. They lead Chichester 7-0. Emmett Young has it teed inside the hash mark. Just inside the left hash mark, ready to kick it away to Andrew Smythe and Steve Sweeney. High, short end-over-end kick. It's going to come down at about the 24-yard line to number 10, Zane Monroe, who dances his way to his left, pushes out near the 30, then carries three tacklers out to the 34-yard line. Panthers had him wrapped up, and Monroe takes him for a 5-yard ride. All right. Shanahan offense looks like this. The quarterback is Andrew Smith. The running backs slash slot backs include Danny DiBenedetto, Connor Whalen. Fullback when they use him will be Liam Deering. Wide receivers include Dre Moffitt, Steve Sweeney, Tom Waite, and Zane Monroe. Center is Mike Robinson. Danny McGinn and Ryan McLaughlin are the guards. Kevin Jones and Mac Barry, the big tackles. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Shotgun look for Andrew Smythe on first down. From the 34, Shanahan gives off the left side. This is DiBenedetto pushing his way out near the 40-yard line, but then dropped. We'll call it back at the 38. So four yards for Dan DiBenedetto on the first play from scrimmage for Shanahan.
You're going to be real good at saying that by the end of the evening.
DiBenedetto, yep. I'm going to stick with just the last name. And here we go. No huddle look. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left again. Andrew Smythe with a second and 7 from the 37 at the left hash. Smythe in the shotgun. Give on the stretch play to this near side. Here comes DiBenedetto again. He's across the 40, and he's slung down by the shirt tail by John Prochniak, but you're going to put him at the 46-yard line. Gain of 9 and a first down. call it eight, I guess. So lots of jet sweeps, spread the defense out, and try to run sideline to sideline as much as they can. But they have to be aware of the slot back. They'll run jet a lot. They'll run the quarterback from time to time. So DiBenedetto now on the right hip of Smythe. First and 10 from the 46. Panthers with a four-man front. It's DiBenedetto. Ball on the ground. Scramble for it. Let's see. Lee Holbert thinks he has it. And the referees agree. Holbert pounces on the fumble. Panther football at the Shanahan 44. Well, just a missed exchange there between Smythe and DiBenedetto. And the Panthers now with a short field in front of them trying to take advantage. Ouch if you're the Eagles.
Yeah, big ouch.
Lee Holbert pounced on it. I thought Smythe had a good shot to just fall on top of it there, but Big Lee wrestled it away. Left tight end to the left is Belleville. Split end to the right is Tom Foster. Double wing on first and 10. Fisher sends a man in motion and gives it to P.O. on the jet sweep. Turns it upfield, and P.O. near the 41-yard line for a gain of three. Ebo P.O. with 24 yards on his first carry to help set up the first Panther touchdown. But now, second down and seven upcoming. Penwood on top of the number two seed, Park Valley, 6-0. 8:28 to play in the opening quarter. Upper Moreland 7, Sun Valley 0 up in Willow Grove. Split end to the right is Tom Foster. On second down and seven from the Shanahan 41. Nine men in the box. Play fake and they run the sweep. Looking this way is O'Connor across the 40 down to the 38 for three more. Third down and four upcoming as they ran the Mustang to this near side again. Foster out, Reeves in now as a second tight end. Clock ticks, 4:05, 4:04 and counting. How big would a second Panther touchdown be here in the first quarter? Turnovers can be killers, but of course the offense has to take advantage when they have the opportunity. Fisher under center. All 10 men in the box within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. P.O. trying to shake loose, couldn't do it. He might lose a yard back to the 39. It's going to bring up fourth down and five. Coach Clancy, I think, is going to keep the offense on the field there. And, boy, fourth and five from the 30. Oh, look, they're going to give him the 38. So we'll call it fourth and four. No gain for Ebo Pio there.
Well, if you insist on running into the strength of this team, you know, you got to start doing something to shake out that box.
Yeah. So Shanahan starting. You've seen it already. Just the second drive of the game, and they're crowding 10 men within the line of scrimmage. And they bring in Tom Foster now split end to left to try to loosen things up. Wing to the right, O'Connor. On fourth and four. Here comes, they show blitz, and back to pass is Fisher. Firing to the near sideline. Has Foster for a first down. He's dragged out of bounds at the 30-yard line. But give him a gain of eight and move the sticks for Strathaven. Panthers 2-for-2 on fourth down here in the early going.
Well, that was what they needed. I'm just surprised they could pull it off, quite frankly, because everybody was looking for a pass, but maybe not.
Great delivery, and they have to respect the speed of Foster there. Just a little too much cushion. He breaks off the hitch to the near sideline. First and 10, Strathaven at the 29-yard line of Shanahan. 10 men within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. Give is to Hussein, who steps around the first tackler and ducks his way to the 26. Gain of three. So this, again, might be kind of a slog-it-out game for the fullback.
Well, you know, we didn't mention that they took up 6 minutes on that first drive.
Oh, yeah.
So they took up half the quarter on the first drive.
And if Hussein's getting maybe 3 yards at a time rather than his 5.5-yard average, Panthers might just have to be patient with that, 3 and 4 at a time, rather than the big play tonight.
It would just make our lives a little easier if they would get 3, 3, and 4 rather than 3, 3, and 3.
All right, here we go. On second down at about 7, Fisher under center. Gives to O'Connor off the left side. Follows a lead block down to the 20-yard line. He's near first down yardage. I think they're going to be an inch or two short. Good work there by O'Connor, and a good blocking from the fullback Hussein that time. Following the lead of Ryan Morris and Lee Holbert. Third and inches.
And this is definitely four down territory, so we'll see. A good quarterback sneak here would work.
Yeah, quarterback sneak, or do you take a shot downfield and confident on fourth down? Motion man is Daly. They play fake, and back to pass is Fisher. Looking, has time, fires to the out, and incomplete, and here comes fourth and inches. He was looking for O'Connor on that far sideline, who thought he was held, but fourth and inches, and the Panthers will go for it. I thought they might try.
I, you know, that makes me very nervous. But, you know, now, of course, Although, you know, we've talked about it many, many times. It's very tough to stop this short of a gain in high school, but it can happen. They're a solid yard.
Under center, takes it on the sneak, pushes his way forward off the right side. His second, third effort's going to get it. He's going to get it across the 19. Didn't need much, didn't get much. Good work from the Shanahan defense to stand him up, but they had to get about 8 inches, and he moved it a yard and a half. So
wow.
Jake Fisher, carry for three, carry for one, both of those resulting in Panther first downs. 1:43 to play here in the opening quarter. 7-0 Strathaven. They're driving again. First and 10 at the 19-yard line. Panthers trying to cash in on a Shanahan fumble. 10 men in the box again for the Eagles. Gives to Daly off the right side. Looks for a room. Dances his way down near the 15 before he's driven backwards. I think forward progress will give him the 16 or so. So Daly with a gain of 3. 4 carries for 17 yards and the Panther touchdown for the senior halfback. O'Connor, 4 carries for 20 yards. P.O., 3 for 27. Hussein, 6 for 9. They've thrown it twice, completed 1. Panthers, 3 for 3 on fourth down. That's been the story of this fourth quarter. Here, first quarter. Second down and 8 from the 16. Give play fake. Looking. Fisher fires the flat and incomplete. Looking for the fullback, Hussein, who was well covered. And right-handed quarterback rolling left makes that a tough throw with pressure in the face there. Nice work there by 14, Tom Waite, the linebacker with pressure on Fisher. Third down and 8. Well, Panthers may be approaching Emmett Young's field goal range here, but they'd certainly like to get something to put it at fourth and shorter than that. 56 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. Panthers leading 7-0, trying to get more points on the board here.
Big third down. They got to get close.
All right. Under center, split end to the right is Tom Foster. Gives Hussein up the middle, and he's going to push his way inside the 15 to the 14. It'll still bring up fourth down and about 5. Give Hussein just a couple. Good work there by the Shanahan defense there. 56, Mike Robinson right in the middle. They put it down at the 14-yard line. That's going to call it fourth and about 4, well, just more than 4. 30 seconds and counting to play here in the first quarter.
Well, this is no chip shot, that's for sure.
Nope. And the Panthers will go for it.
Think they'll try to draw them?
They might. Fisher, see if they can go with a hard count here. 18 seconds, 17 seconds. Fisher, hard count. Nope, there's a flinch, but don't jump. Good work there. Turn. Give is off the left side, and there's O'Connor cutting his way down near the 10, but I think he's going to be shy. He's going to be, I think, inches shy of a first down here. Followed Morris and Holbert. And the Shanahan defense comes up big. He missed the first down by about a foot. And O'Connor, with a gain of 4, will turn it over to the Shanahan offense deep in the Eagles' territory. 6 seconds to play here in the opening quarter, and the Panthers missed a golden opportunity there for more points on the board.
Yeah, that was that's going to hurt. But
see what the defense can do here. Receivers split to either side, slot to either side. Smythe with a fullback, Liam Deering, on his right hip. Motion man is Whalen, and they give it to him on the jet sweep on the first down, and the Panthers all over him right away. Lee Holbert says no, and no gain on the play. That will do it for the first quarter. Second and 10 for Shanahan when we come back. Well, win the quarter is the theme here, and the Panthers did that for one. 7-0 Strathaven. Glad you're listening. Live or on the archive to playoff action here on havenfootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Second quarter action ready to begin here. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, joined by Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. Stats and spotting and halftime show from Pete Fulgenetti. Glad he's back tonight. Strathaven 7, Bishop Shanahan nothing after one quarter of play, and the Panthers were stopped just shy of the 10-yard line a moment ago, trying to stretch that to a two-score lead. Coatesville and Truman tied at 6. Academy Park 13, Chichester nothing. Pensbury, Downingtown East is up 7-0. And Pensbury on top of CB South 2-0. Second down and 10. The left-hander rolling Smith. Smith rolling to his left. He's going to step away from one man, and he's dragged down from behind by Ryan Krause at about the 15, maybe the 16-yard line. It'll bring up third down and about 5. So Smith's first carry of the game. Call it a gain of 6. And now no huddle again. Smythe, empty backfield this time. Two receivers to his left, three to his right. Panthers trying to get a stop here on third down. Panthers nearly jump. Holbert held his ground there. Smythe barking out the signals here. On third down and 4. Three receivers to his left, right. He looks that way, throws a short slant. It's complete. Prochniak on the tackle. But in on the grab is Dan DiBenedetto to the 24-yard line. Gain of 7 and a first down. All right, ready to snap it again. Panther defense has to be ready. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Signal by Smythe. Three now to the right. Empty backfield again. He's in the shotgun on first and 10 from the 24. Quarterback draw. Straight up the middle goes Smythe for a few, maybe to the 26. Gain of just 2 there for Smythe. And it brings up second down and 8. Try to keep you posted on scores from elsewhere, but when Shanahan has the ball, it makes it tough. They're going no huddle again. Upper Dublin on top of Radnor, 7-0 in the early going there. Upper Moreland 14, Sun Valley nothing. Two receivers to the right, two to the left, and now Deering in at fullback. Whalen in motion, and they give it to him on the jet sweep to the left side, trying to turn the corner, and he runs into, I think, Belleville, Morris, Holbert as well. Belleville thinks he was held there. They're going to put Whalen out to the 33-yard line, bring up third down and 1. So I would have to agree with Belleville on that one. I thought he was held, too, there on the edge. But third down and 1 nonetheless. I formation under center for the first time is Smythe. Deering is your fullback, and they give it to him. Fullback dives straight up the middle. Morris meets him there, but I think he's got enough for a first down. Needed a yard. Got only a yard. Morris, the leading tackler for the Panthers with 100. What did I have him down for coming into tonight? 139 tackles coming in for Ryan Morris. Makes the stop there, but first down, Bishop Shanahan here. They'll snap it at the left hash from their own 35-yard line, first down and 10. They move left to right. I'm sorry, right to left in this for second quarter. Motion man is Sweeney. They give it to him, and Sweeney on the jet sweep to the right side. He has a stretch play moving in the pile and carrying tacklers out to the midfield stripe. That's Steve Sweeney for a gain of 15. And Shanahan on the move. So, Panther defense bending at the moment. This drive started back at the 10-yard line. Big momentum swing there for the Eagles, getting a stop on the Panthers after the turnover. Panthers trying for some other turnover or big play here to slow down this no-huddle attack. Officials talking things over here. And Coach Myers wants an explanation over there as he wants to be at a rapid pace here. This is going to slow things down. Oh, coming off the field is Sweeney. Needs a... I think his helmet came off. So either way, they have to, if the helmet comes off, that player has to come out of the game for at least one play. So Sweeney out. Deering is the fullback. He's on the right hip of Smythe, who's in the gun. One receiver to the right, three to the left of Smythe. From the midfield stripe on first and 10, they give it to Deering off the left tackle, and he's going to drive the pile forward to the Panther 45-yard line. For a host of white jerseys, slows them down. Ryan Morris on first contact, but Deering picks up 5. Brings up second down and 5. All right. Marple Newtown on top, 7-0 on Oxford. Here, Smythe barking out the signals. Split end to the left is Tom Waite. Slot left, Connor Whalen, the sophomore. Tight end to the right, wing to the right as well. On second down and five from the 45, they run the quarterback sweep to that right side, and Smythe straight up the middle into the secondary. He's grabbed by the shirt tail by Sean Daly, or he'd be running all day. Smythe picks up nine more, and another first down for the Eagles. They are over the football quickly, wanting to snap it without a huddle again. Deering, wing to the right, back into the game, DiBenedetto in at the halfback spot. They go with a stack formation, two receivers to the left. Hard count from Smythe. Stops, looks to the sideline, and now they shift to a single setback, DiBenedetto, who stands 8 yards deep. From the 36, stretch play to DiBenedetto off the right side, has room, and into the secondary he goes for maybe 11 more. They'll spot that on the far sideline, I think, to the 25. So 11 more for DiBenedetto. And first and 10 for the Eagles. Clock ticks, 7:55 and counting to play here in the second quarter. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. And it's Smythe in the shotgun with Deering in at the fullback spot. Deering now shifts to the right side as they go with an empty backfield. Quarterback draw. This is Smythe off right tackle, and he is dropped immediately. No gain on that one. Panther defense stiffens. Nice work there by Holbert and Morris. Brings up second down and 10. Hard to keep up, huh, Mike?
Oh, boy.
Can't get a word in edgewise. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
They're snapping the ball.
You know, quickly. Remember, as much as you're doing calling the game, I'm trying to keep the stats,
that's
so
right.
I'm moving just
I
as quick.
I know. I got you.
Poor Pete is trying to write down the tacklers.
Monroe, slot to the right. Split right is Steve Sweeney. Three receivers to the left. Smythe on second and 10 from the Panther 25-yard line. In the gun, signals to his receivers, and takes a shotgun snap. The lefty is back, looking, has time, has steps away from pressure. Looking, and now it's Belleville who's got a hold of him, but he's going to push across the line of scrimmage down to about the 22 for a gain of three. Excellent coverage by the secondary that time. And Smythe is going to pick up three. Belleville corrals him at the 22, brings up third down and about seven.
Boy, I tell you, stop for the Panthers would be critical here.
Yep. How about a sack? If they could get Belleville
free.
Yeah,
he's got an awful lot of time back there.
And Belleville's working against 6'7", 285 pounds at left tackle, Kevin Jones. So he's given up about 100 pounds, but see if he can use the quickness here. Three receivers bunched to the left. Back to pass is Smythe. Looking. Fires over the middle. Has a man underneath. It's complete. Inside the 10. Inside the 5. And it's Tom Waite down to the 3-yard line. Gain of 19 on the play. Quick slant to Tom Waite. His first grab of the evening. Second completion off the arm of Smythe. And it's first and goal to go. Whalen and DiBenedetto stand in the backfield. Smythe in the shotgun. Give is to Whalen off the left side. He's going to lunge his way forward and into the end zone. Just did get there. Ibo Pio on the stop, but not in time. Connor Whalen, the sophomore, punches it in for the Shanahan touchdown. His 8th rushing touchdown on the season. And Shanahan now with a chance to tie on Connor Bailey's extra point.
I'm sorry, what was the number of the guy who scored?
Number 3, Connor Whalen.
Oh, got it. Okay, never mind.
5:55 to play here before halftime. 7-6 at the moment, but Connor Bailey on for the extra point. All right, Panthers needing a big play here. Ball snap, spot, Bailey shanked it short and wide right, and the Panthers keep a 7-6 lead, so a little bit of a momentum swing just a few moments ago. A 90-yard scoring drive for Shanahan, but the Panthers dodge a bullet there with the extra point. Be back in just a moment. See what the Strathaven can do to answer. Glad you're listening on high school football on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her 3 children are Strathaven graduates.
Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Hans. The band sounds great. But the Panthers give up a 90-yard scoring drive after being stopped on fourth down at the 10, and Shanahan, with a missed extra point, missed a chance to tie it. So 7-6 Strathaven. Here we go. 5:55 to play here before halftime. Bailey, high end over end kick. It's going to come down to Zach Hussein or Belleville that falls loose, and we'll see. Did Shanahan land on it? Belleville and Hussein had trouble with that, ran into each other, but the Panthers fortunate to fall on it at their own 38-yard line. All right. First down and 10 from the 38. 5:50 to play here before halftime. Strathaven with a one-point lead and trying to get something going and maybe loosen up this Shanahan defense that's had 10 guys within a couple yards of the line of scrimmage here and see if they can get it things rolling here. Tom Foster split end to the left. Wing to the right is O'Connor. I'm sorry, motion man is O'Connor. And they give it to Hussein off the left tackle, and he's tumbled across the 40-yard line for a gain of maybe 3. 8 carries for just 14 yards for the junior.
Yeah,
they are taking away fullback dive, aren't they?
Yeah, they're taking away fullback dive. They're taking away Zach for the most part. I mean, yep. We're going to have to
work the edges.
Work the edges, go to plan B.
Panthers still with a one-point lead here. They'll put it on the 40-yard line. Sam Burke over the football.
Well, there's been no punting yet.
Split end to the right is Foster. Tight end to the left. Back to pass is Fisher. Fires the out, and it's intercepted. It's intercepted. Stepping into coverage there was number 58, and he's shaking tackles and down to the 28-yard line goes Ryan McLaughlin, who stepped back. He was rushing the passer momentarily. Stepped back, and a quick slant. He read it beautifully and picks off Fisher. First turnover of the night for the Panthers. And now Shanahan on the seesaw here. Mm. Trying to cash in on a Strathaven turnover and return the favor.
Well, we talked about what happens with mistakes and how it has to be pretty much mistake-free football. And this was a critical one.
See if the Panther defense can come up with something here as Shanahan's defense stiffened after the Eagles' first turnover.
That was just a not good pass. It was way too low. Obviously, it wasn't even close to who he was throwing it to, but it happens.
Two receivers to either side. Shotgun look for Andrew Smythe. Rolling to his right. He's going to quarterback keeper. Just quarterback sweep. He's going to turn up field for a couple, maybe three, and they're getting a good push on that side. Again, Panthers in good positions to make tackles. It's just 3-4 yards off the line of scrimmage. Ryan Morris with another stop there, but second down and about 7. After Smythe, 6 carries for 23 yards now. Two receivers to the left. 3 to the left now and 1 to the right. Smythe goes to the shotgun. Sends a man in motion to Benedetto. Out to the left, and they fire a bubble screen to this near sideline. He scoops it up. Low throw, and they're going to say incomplete. Incomplete. Good work there by Belleville, but they're going to say, no, it hit the turf. I thought it was close. I thought it was almost a lateral there, but no, they're going to say forward pass incomplete, and it's going to bring up 3rd down and 7. Whistle came a little late there, but Shanahan ready to snap it anyway. From the Panther 26-yard line, 3rd down and 7, Panther D needing a stop. Foster singled up on the far sideline with Tom Waite. Two receivers to this near side, the short side of the field, as they'll snap from the left hash. Sweeney stacked behind number 10, Zane Monroe. Pistol look. Sweeney goes in motion. They give it to him on the jet sweep, and he's looking to turn it upfield, and the Panthers meet him in the backfield, and down he goes. Sean Daly drops him for a loss of 5, and it's going to bring it to 4th down and 11. Well, good work by Daly to get off his block that time, huh?
Yeah, absolutely good play. Headed all the way. I'm surprised 17 Sweeney didn't turn it upfield. It was nothing there, but I wouldn't have run it out, I don't think.
4th and 11. Panthers trying to get off the field after a big play by Daly. Empty backfield. Smythe, two receivers to his right, three to the left. He's back to pass on 4th and 11. Looking, firing deep down this near sideline. Foster is out there, and he knocks it away inside the 5. Tom Foster gives the ball back to the Panther offense. And the turnover turns out not to sting the Panthers for the moment. 3:46 to play before halftime. Strathaven leading 7-6. Big play by Daly and Foster to get him off the field. Penwood has scored again. Looks like Park Valley's in for a game tonight. 6-0 Marple Newtown on top of Oxford at the moment. Oxford actually has jumped ahead of Marple Newtown 7-6.
Wow.
Here, Panthers go with two tight ends. Wing T look, first and 10 at their own 30-yard line. Daly in motion from left to right. They run the toss play. Looking for room is Hussein, and bouncing off one, two tacklers, still on his feet. Well, that's a tough maybe three yards. And nice work there by number 51, Danny McGinn, to make the stop. Second down and 8. Clock ticks, 3:22 and counting to play. Here in the first half, Strathaven from right between the hash marks will snap it from their own 32. Split end to the right is Tom Foster. Motion man is Daly on 2nd and 8, play fake. Back to pass, Fisher has time. He's hit as he throws, and incomplete. Nearly intercepted by Deering in the middle of the field. Ball well underthrown because Fisher was belted just as he let it go.
See who got him?
Did not see who got him there, okay. But Panthers looking for Foster down the middle, but fortunate not to have another turnover with the big hit on Fisher. 3rd down and 8 now from the 32.
I'm not too sure why. I mean, Fisher's been dropping back in the hole, and the pass blocking has not been strong in the last few games to really be able to cover him. He's either got to drop further back or he's got to roll out or something. He's just a target.
Panthers trying to come up with something here. Daly, wing to the right. John Francis, wing to the left. Split end to the left. To the right is Foster. Motion man is Francis. They run the full toss play to John Francis. He's strung out very nicely by the defense there and thrown out of bounds for maybe a yard. Maybe a gain of 1 for John Francis, and that'll do it. Clock stops as Francis went out of bounds, and now 2:49 to play before halftime, and the Panthers will need to punt it away. Coach Clancy on the field. Timeout Shanahan, I think, is the call. So with that in mind, we'll take a short timeout with him. Be back in just a moment. Stick with us. You're listening live to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
If I can get to the commercial, I will.
Right.
There we go.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Welcome back. Ryan Krause ready to punt it away on 4th and 7. He awaits the punt snap at the 20-yard line. One man deep to return for Shanahan. It's a high wobbler. It's going to take a Strathaven rolling. Hops right into the arms of Garrett Glendenning, the sophomore. Looking for room off that right side. Ball came loose, and now a flag comes in late. All right, let's see. There's going to be a flag against somebody. I don't know if they're going to get a face mask or they're going to be a hold. I don't know. Huge hit right at the point where Glendenning caught the punt. Good block down there, but we'll see if you're going to get a hold. Well, we'll just see. Face mask Strathaven is the signal. I'm not sure if this is the 5 or 15-yard variety. Did not signal personal foul. It might just be a 5-yard variety here. All right, they're going to say 5-yard face mask and move it out to the 37-yard line. So Shanahan with three timeouts, rather. I guess they charged Strathaven with that last one. 1st and 10 for the Eagles. At their own 37, Shanahan will get the football to start the second half. Trying to take the lead here before halftime. 2:34 on the game clock here in the second quarter. Panthers with a 3-man front. They give on the stretch play, and Belleville into the backfield's going to throw DiBenedetto for a 7-yard loss. They stood Belleville up that time, dropped him in coverage, and gave him a running start. DiBenedetto's going to lose a bundle there.
He put him down to 30. Right. What's?
Oh, wow. Very, very generous spot out to the 33-yard line. Wow. Panthers had something to say about that, but either way, it's going to be second down and about 14. Whalen in motion. They give it to him on jet sweep. Scramble for it, and Ryan Krause is on. Not on top of it. Picked up. Panthers have it, and into the end zone goes Ethan Belleville. Oh, Krause had a shot. It came loose, and Belleville pounces on it and returns it 17 yards for a Panthers score. Second muffed handoff of the night for Shanahan, and the Panthers with a chance now to go up by 8 or more. Second fumble return for a touchdown by Belleville, who makes big plays on consecutive plays. Tackle for loss, and now scooping and scoring with 1:50 to play here before halftime. Emmett Young on for the extra point. Jake Fisher to hold it. Panthers lead 13-6, trying to stretch it to 8. Snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Kick is away and good. Emmett Young pounds it through. 14-6. Strathaven will take a short timeout. Tables have turned very quickly on a big defensive play for the Panthers. And now Shanahan still with time on the clock to do something about it on havenfootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Strathaven 14, Bishop Shanahan 6, 1:50 to play here in the second quarter. Shanahan about to get the football, and we'll get it to start the third quarter, but two turnovers for the Eagles on muffed handoffs, and this one cost them points directly. Chris Rossini's going to have to put a finger on the ball and hold it here for Emmett Young. 1:50 to play here in the second quarter. Downingtown East doing the job early on. They're on top of O&J, 35-0 in the second quarter. That's going to go mercy rule quickly. Here, Emmett Young, high end over end kickoff's going to come down to DiBenedetto at the 3-yard line. Straight up the middle, he comes across the 15-20, full head of steam, and he's tripped up there at the 25 by John Prochniak. All right, well, Shanahan with still 1:45 to work with on the clock. They can score quickly, they can score from anywhere. Panthers have to play tough defense here for at least a couple more plays.
I'm still trying to figure out how to do my stats.
Yeah, we'll work that out on the tape. 14-7 to Chamonix, the one seed over Springford at the moment. That's a close one in the 6A. But Garnet Valley offense is averaging 5 yards per carry in the first half, and they're moving it on CB West as we speak. Here, Shanahan in the shotgun again. Single back is DiBenedetto on the left hip. Motion man is Connor Whalen. They give it to DiBenedetto, who cuts it back and right into the arms of Ryan Morris and John Morris. Ryan and John stop him right at the 30-yard line for a gain of just one. And the clock ticks. No huddle here for Smythe in the offense. Nothing new there. 124, 123 and counting to play before the halftime gun. Two receivers stacked to the left. Two to the right. Sweeney in motion from left to right. They give it to him on the jet sweep to that right side. Trying to turn the corner. He's going to be wrapped up after a gain of maybe 4 or 5. And they're just going to flag on that far sideline. You might get a hold here as well. So Shanahan hurting themselves with penalties here. John Prochniak on that last stop for the Panthers. Holding Shanahan. They're going to march this backwards from the 31-yard line. 1:08 to play before halftime. It's going to turn this into second down and about maybe 18. We'll see. They marched it off from the 23, I guess. All right, I was just looking where the flag was at the 31. But, okay, they're going to put it down at the 23. Turns into second down and six. Glenn Mills trails Unionville 21-0.
Wow.
Academy Park on top of Chichester, 13-0. Upper Dublin, 14, Radnor, 7. Here, we're inside of a minute to play here before halftime. Second and 15 from the 28. Single setback under center for the first time. Second time, rather, is Smythe. And a good cut by DiBenedetto, and he's into the secondary. Tripped up out at the 33-yard line. Prochniak on the stop, but they're going to give him the 34-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and a very manageable five. Smythe, clock ticks, 30 seconds and counting to play before half. Two receivers either side. DiBenedetto, the single setback. On third down and five. Smythe, and now you got flags before the snap. You got a dead ball false start. It's going to turn this into third down and about 10. So Shanahan hurting themselves with penalties here in this particular drive. Trailing 14-6. Clock stops now with 23 seconds to play before half. Still three timeouts for Paul Myers and the Eagles here.
You think they're going to go for it all?
I don't know. Now I don't know what to think now.
Yeah.
I think maybe you just play for halftime, play it safe.
I mean,
I think third and five, if you get that, then you start thinking about time, right, taking shots and calling timeouts. But we'll see. Smythe on third and 10, play fake, back to pass, looking, fires over the middle, has a man in and out of the hands of Sweeney, who had a catch and had room out near the 45, couldn't squeeze it, and now just 3 seconds to play before halftime, fourth down and 15. My guess is you take...
Actually, Sweeney did what a lot of people do. He started to look upfield before he caught the ball and lost it. It's you tell kids that since they're 8 years old, and it goes all the way up to the pros.
Tough break there for the Eagles. It would have been out near midfield.
Yes.
Instead now, fourth and 15 from the 24. Last play of the half upcoming, barring a defensive penalty. Smythe's going to keep it himself on the sweep to the right side across the 35. He's going to turn up to about the 38, 39-yard line. But that will do it for the first 24 minutes of action here in the opening round of the playoffs. Panthers had a chance for more, but they have to feel pretty good about a 14-6 lead at the halftime gun. So Shanahan with work to do when we come back. But in the meantime, we'll hear from the bands. We'll get score updates from around District 1 and District 12. And certainly we'll hear from Pete Fulginetti and friends at halftime. So we'll talk soon and be back in just a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
The wonderful Innitt's Wathmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Innitt's Wathmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167. Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident.
Okay, welcome back to Bishop Shanahan High School, where we're at halftime. And the score is, maybe surprisingly, Panthers 14, Bishop Shanahan 6. It's been a heck of a first half. Only one punt in the group, and
It's been a great first half, Mike. And the one thing that Strathaven has proved in this first half is that they can play with this team. They can completely control the first quarter. They had the ball, I think, out of the 12 minutes, or you know, they had at least 7 or 8, maybe 9, and they controlled the ball. One of the things that's hurt Bishop Shanahan are two very costly turnovers. One turnover was this fumble when they had the ball down in their own 30-yard line. It stopped one of their drives. And the crucial turnover was the fumble on their own 30,
yes,
which we ran in for a score. And a very big point, the Bishop Shanahan extra point was wide to the right. So that, excuse me, that gives us an 8-point lead.
You okay? All right, I'll take it over from here. Yeah, I'm looking. My stat device is not working properly tonight. I'll have to mess with it. I mean, he's got the score right, but time possession, everything else is all screwed up. But yeah, I mean, both teams have played with long drives. It's been Bishop Shanahan that made the two critical mistakes that really led to both touchdowns. One was specifically a fumble and a touchdown towards the end of the second half. And, of course, the other mistake they made, which we're not talking about too much, was they muffed the extra point. So even though we took our first drive down, got the 7 points, they back and forth a little bit, they took a drive down, fumbled it, then we took it for a while, couldn't put it in, they took it down and got the touchdown, but couldn't get the extra points. So we looked at going into the half at 7-6, and then when they had another handoff problem, which was the way they fumbled both, and the ball got picked up and run into the for a touchdown.
You know, as we were driving up to Downingtown tonight, Mike, we discussed, can we play with these guys? They're 7-3. You know, they're not in our area. We don't ever see them or the teams that they play. But I think the first half showed that Strathaven may not win this game. I'm not saying they're going to win a game, but they can certainly play with this team.
No, there's no doubt. You know, the question going into this game was, how effective was their passing plays? You know, we knew that they their last, not the last game, which was against Coatesville, where they got hit pretty good, but the two games previous, they played 2 5-5 teams. They played them well and beat them well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they seemed to be on a roll. That was also when their quarterback, Smythe, had just been switching the quarterback role, so he was setting some nice numbers up. Tonight, the passing game has not seemed to be particularly effective for the Eagles, nor has it been for the Panthers, for that matter.
I'd like to see number 10, P.O., get some more carries in the second half. Run him wide. He's got the breakaway speed, and he has a great cutback move. And I think the one time they did run him wide, he gained like 30 yards, and they never came back to him. I'd like to see that happen in the third.
Well, part of the problem, and I've noticed this in a couple plays, and I usually don't point it out when it happens because, you know, again, these kids are 16, 17 years old. We're not trying to blame them for things, but the backfield blocking on the wide sweeps has left a little bit of desire tonight. They're just releasing blocks too early. I don't know whether they're literally being beat, it's too hard to tell from up here, or whether they're just, you know, putting on the block for 2 or 3 seconds and then releasing, and it's really shut down the end runs. I think if they go into the locker room and Clancy and his offensive line coach says, look, guys, you have to maintain your blocks. You can't just keep sloughing off these guys. They're too quick. They recover too quickly. You're going to open up some huge gains for us if you can hold your blocks. And that I've seen kind of all over the field. So the other thing is, I think we're going to have to. I agree with you. Go to the outside because up the center, they're just waiting for us.
Well, yeah, they're waiting for you, and they're very big up the center. You know, some games we've watched, Zach Hussein just overpower the center of the line and drag players with him. He can't do that against this team. This team's a little too big and too strong, so you got to go a little further to the left or right and use more of your ends than up the middle runs.
Well, I think the key is that if you can't create small openings so that Hussein and the rest of running backs can punch through them, where Zach Hussein really excels is when he gets into the secondary, whether it's linebackers or otherwise, where he's really built up a little bit of head of steam. And now he can drive for another 5, 6, 7 yards, and suddenly, you know, you got 7, 8 yard gains. And that's not happening because he's being stopped at the line of scrimmage. So either you're going to find a way to clear that line of scrimmage, make a gap for him, and whether these guys are too big to do that. They obviously were doing that, you know, at the beginning of the game, because Haven's first drive took 6 minutes and drove the length of the field, and a lot of it was up the middle. But I also think they got to do something about more passing, and I know that scares Clancy to death, particularly after the interception, but that was just a poor pass. I'm not too sure whether his hand got hit or it slipped out of his hand.
Excuse me, Mike. There's definitely yards to be had in the passing game. We had one play here where our wideout number 24, his name's excuse me at the moment, he was wide open for a touchdown, and he just didn't see him. There are plays that can be made, and I think you're going to have to – you know, not start throwing the ball over the place, but you're going to have to run a little more wide your runs, and you're going to have to add in a little more down and outs, short passes. The bomb, I don't think you need the bomb in this game. You want to control the ball, control the clock, and give them a little mix-up.
Well, I also don't like the long pass because we're generally not asking Fisher to drop back far enough. He doesn't have the pass protection that can hold these guys off. And, you know, when he's got to hold that ball for more than 3 or 4 seconds, we're usually in trouble. Well, it's tough for anybody to run 30 yards in 2 or 3 seconds. So he's got to go for the shorter passes if he's going to do it at all. But I really think that wide sweep blocking and holding your blocks is really going to be a critical situation. Of course, turn around, Bishop Shanahan's going to turn around and say, guys, we cannot keep mishandling the ball. We don't know what's going on. That's costing us the game at every level. You know, it not only is costing the game in points, but it's costing possession time where they not only gave us points in one particular case in particular, but also another long drive. So it's effectively kept the ball out of their hands.
All right. We always talk about the key time of the game, which is always the beginning of the third period. What will happen? What needs to happen? Right now, Bishop Shanahan will receive the second half kickoff. So they'll have the opportunity to come down and score. And I believe if they do score, they'll go for two. I don't think they want to score and then still be down one with an extra point.
Maybe.
So I think right now if the Haven Panthers can stop them, even if they drive 40, 50 yards, but they can stop them, get the ball back, and control the ball, and they go down and score, if it's 21-6, I think this
that
is
could be a game.
I think this could be a game.
Yep. No, I agree with you. I think it – you know, certainly if Bishop Shanahan comes down and scores in the first 6 minutes of the third quarter, whether they go for two or not, you know, whether it's a you know, 14-13 or whatever, or 14-12.
But either team cannot afford in the second half are turnovers.
Well, you can never afford turnovers. I mean, you can't plan turnovers, and you can't say, well, if we turn over the ball three times, we'll be okay. I mean, it never works because you don't know where you're turning over. You know, there was one turnover that we didn't do anything with. There was another turnover but it stopped your drive. There's another turnover we picked up and ran for a touchdown. So turnovers, there's no doubt. You got to play better football. So far, it's been pretty much, you know, penalty-free. There hasn't been too many penalties.
Oh, you know, I was noticing it was almost three minutes left in the second quarter before the first penalty of the entire game was called. So it's been an excellently played game.
Right,
I mean, these
right.
two teams, now that we're into the playoffs, they've played a whole season. You can see they're sharp, they're intense, their timing is good, and it's made for a really great game.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it, no doubt about it. Now we're going to see what kind of adjustments each team can make, what they understand the problems to be, and see what they can do. Bishop Shanahan has to come out. Their primary purpose is we cannot turn the ball over anymore. It just can't happen. Haven, of course, lost that punt, but didn't lose it. They recovered it, but that could have been a disaster as well.
I think Shanahan's going to put the ball in the air a lot more in the second half. I really do. The Haven has shown that they can stop their run. When they try to go wide, you know, our number 44, number 32, or our linebackers are just as fast as their running backs. So I believe that they need, if they want to score, they need to put the ball in the air, and there may be plays there to be had.
Well, I'll tell you, if they do that in high school football, the odds are that that's going to get intercepted. although this quarterback, Smythe, has been pretty good and had very low interception rates. But, you know, as you push it and as it becomes more extreme, he's been very smart with the ball in his passes. He has tucked it and run in three or four occasions, and good for him. He recognized there wasn't anything he could throw to. He wasn't comfortable, didn't want to turn the ball over. But, of course, if you're going to try to pass it more often, and as that clock starts ticking down, you need more and more plays, that's going to be an issue. Listen, Dodgers lost the World Series. Astros first time got it. That's all we need to say about that, really.
The Eagles,
though, boy, they're on a roll, huh?
Well, like I've been calling each week, I'm 7-1 just like they are. And this game against the Broncos Sunday will be a challenge. Broncos are very, very good defensively. They will hold you back. But what's going to be the difference in this game is the Broncos' inability to score. They just changed quarterbacks, went back to Osweiler. And neither one of these quarterbacks really impresses me. And I just don't think they'll score enough to beat the Eagles. I see the Eagles winning this game 24-14.
Okay. Well, and then they have a bye week, is that?
Then they have a bye week, yep. And the following Sunday night, they play the Dallas Cowboys. And you got to stay up, even though you have to drive the bus.
No, I don't think
I'll
be able
to. Yeah, come on, you
got
to do it.
We'll see. We'll see. Anyway. All right, well, listen, we are closing out on the end of halftime. There's 4 minutes left as the band is finishing up on the field. Strathaven's band actually got the halftime selection this time. And the score with the halftime is Panthers 14, Eagles 6. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net, where high school football never sounded so good.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Sandy McCulley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulcinetti, and Mike Mayer.
All right. right, here we go. Just a few minutes before we start the second half. Brian Carroll bringing play-by-play, just bringing it back here to talk you through some scores from elsewhere around Delaware County and District 1 and, well, everywhere now. District 1 playoffs at the 4, 5, and 6A level begin tonight. We'll start with what looks to be a pretty interesting game all of a sudden at the 4A level. The smaller schools, Innerborough taking on 9-1 Pottsgrove. Innerborough trailed 12-8 to Pottsgrove. Innerborough threatening to score there. So Innerborough hanging tough with the number one seeded Falcons at 4A. All right, we'll stay in 5A for the moment. Springfield at halftime, the one seed leading Pencrest 19-0, even without Jaden McKenzie playing tonight. Springfield in control 19-0. The winner of that game will move on to play the winner of Great Valley and Westchester Ruston. Ruston 21, Great Valley 7 at the moment. That was a back-and-forth game in the regular season. Ruston in control so far tonight. Academy Park starting to threaten and to really pull away from Chichester right now. 19-6, and the Knights have the ball deep in Chichester territory shortly before halftime down there in Sharon Hill. The winner of that one takes on the winner of the 5-12 game, the fifth-seeded Cardinals of Upper Dublin hosting Radnor. Radnor scores on the last play before halftime. They are tied at the gun, 14-all. 12th-seeded Radnor hanging tough with the Flying Cardinals.
Go Radnor.
Tied at 14 over there. All right, back to this side of the bracket. The number two seed, Upper Moreland, hosting Sun Valley. It's all Golden Bears as expected. 28-7 at halftime there. Upper Moreland getting it done in Willow Grove so far. Identical score in the 7-10 game there. Marple Newtown 28, Oxford 7. I can't say I'm surprised by that one either. Marple Newtown starting to pull away just before halftime there. Another blowout going on this side of the bracket. The winner of tonight's game here takes on the winner of Glen Mills Unionville. 28-0 Unionville at half. So it looks like Unionville will be hosting the winner of this one next week. We know right here in front of us, Strathaven 14, the Eagles of Shanahan 6 at halftime. And so let's jump to the 6A at the moment. Neshaminy leading Springford 21-7. They're the one seed. The winner of that one takes on the winner of Pensbury versus CB South. Pensbury 10, CB South nothing. And Pensbury fumbled at the one-yard line, or that could have been worse. But Neshaminy-Pensbury, that was a one-point game a week ago. That went back and forth, and that could very well be a rematch 7 days from now. Coatesville all over Harry S. Truman as expected, 24-8. The Red Raiders on their home field taking care of it tonight. And that could set up a rematch next week with Downingtown East, who at last we heard was up 35-0 on Owen J. Roberts. So, you know, that was a game that went down to the final play and one of the instant classics from a couple weeks ago in Week 9. So, again, you could have some really fantastic games 7 days from now, games that would probably be worthy of a district semifinal or final, but interesting matchups perhaps next week at the 6A. Also in 6A, probably the most interesting development of the night so far, Penwood 18, Perk Valley 14. Penwood, the 15 seed, trying to shock the world up there in Collegeville. So we'll keep an eye on that one. That was late in the first half, last we heard. Penridge 6, Quakertown nothing. That's usually a Thanksgiving Day game. That's a 7-10 back and forth between the neighbors in Upper Bucks County. Garnet Valley hit a 42-yard field goal on the final play of halftime. They lead CB West 18-0. So the Jaguars at the 3 seed takes on the winner of Haverford versus North Penn. 21-20, North Penn on top of Haverford. So that's a close one as we speak as well. The Fords hanging tough with North Penn, who a lot of people are feeling like could be, again, a favorite at the 6A level.
Right, North Penn, I thought a lot of people thought North Penn was just going to roll right over them.
Well, Haverford hanging tough, as you know, as they tend to do sometimes. Coach Joe Gallagher has that team well prepared, as always. So we'll keep things posted as we hear of them. Academy Park has gone to halftime and has scored again, 27-6, Academy Park here. So with that in mind, we've got 45 seconds to play here before the second half. And again, Bishop Shanahan will get the ball to start things. So the Panther defense needs a recipe of stop, score, stop here to start this third quarter. Again, the Panthers in the third quarter this year have had their struggles against tough teams. We saw it at Upper Darby, where you know that was a one. Really, was that tied at half? I'm trying to remember what the score was at halftime, but
it was
that was
close.
Very much a close game at halftime. And then Upper Darby just flat out took it away from them in the third quarter. Fourth quarter was played even as well. But, again, the Panthers need a spark here on the defensive side of the ball here in the third quarter if they want to put win number 300 in Kevin Clancy's pocket before the end of the night.
Well, I really think Haven's got to throw a little more to the outside, make it short passes. They've got to free up that box. We're not going anywhere with our bread and butter, which is primarily Hussein and up the middle, because we can't squeak a hole out that can get him into the secondary or into the linebacker corps. So unless we can do that and free things up a little bit, it's going to be tough sledding, and a couple of well-placed passes will free up that box, I think. And it doesn't have to be deep bombs, obviously.
Fisher 1 for 5 throwing it in the first half with one interception, that 8-yard completion on a fourth down to Tom Foster. But the defense will have to do the job first. Emmett Young, high end over end kicks, angling towards this near sideline. It's going to come down to number 10, Zane Monroe, who's banged out of bounds quickly as he crosses the 30. Gets tangled up there with momentarily with Ebo Pio on the stop. But they'll put it down at the 32-yard line, and Shanahan will move left to right as we start this third quarter. All right, Andrew Smythe, first half, 2 for 5 throwing it for 26 yards. Also was their leading rusher, 23 yards on the ground on 6 carries. He's in the shotgun to start things. Liam Deering, the fullback, on his right hip. Two receivers to either side. Four-man front for Strathaven. Motion man is Connor Whalen. They fake it to the sophomore and give it, and Smith keeps it himself and runs for maybe two. Maybe two or three here as Holbert and Ryan Morris meet him quickly. Another generous spot's going to give him the 35. All right.
Well, I think
we'll see where they put this. Yeah, they're going to put it down on the 34-and-a-half. Okay. Gain of 2 for Smythe. Second down and a long 7. Slot to the right is Monroe. Split to the right is Sweeney. Evan Blake into the game as an outside linebacker slash corner in this set for the Panthers. Two receivers to either side. Back to pass. Looking. Firing to the outside and has a man out there and incomplete. Tom Foster closing quickly on number 14, Tom Waite, who ran a deep slant down near the Panther 40-yard line.
That was close, boy. That was close.
Brings up third down. And about 7. All right. Shanahan. Empty backfield this time. 3 receivers to the left. DiBenedetto and Whalen in the slot. 2 receivers to the right. Smythe back to pass. Looking. Has time. And now pressure coming late. Passes delivered high and in and out of the hands of Tom Waite. Shanahan's had some mistakes of their own tonight. And it brings up 4th down and 7. Panthers fortunate there. If Waite pulls it in, it's a first down near the 46. Instead, we'll see the punt team for the first time for the Eagles. Standing deep is Andre Moffitt to kick it away. Tom Foster and Sean Daly await.
All right, Haven's going to make sure they secure this ball. They're going to catch it.
Snap is a good one. Moffitt with time steps into it. Spiraling kick, angling to the left sideline. It's going to take a terrific roll for Shanahan across the 30, 25, and out of bounds at the Strathaven 23-yard line. Good boot from Moffitt. 42 on the punt, no return, and the Panthers take over at their own 23. 10:57 to play here in the third quarter as the Panthers force a 3-and-out to start things. Now can they start moving the ball and milking the clock here?
You know, let's see what they're going to call. If they keep running up the gut, I'm afraid that's not going to be real successful for them. But they were able to pull it off in the first series of the first in the game, so we'll see.
Two tight ends, Reeves to the left, Belleville to the right. Wing T behind Fisher on 1st and 10. Motion man is O'Connor. They give it to him. He's up the left side momentarily. Turns into just a swath of green jerseys. 61 on the tackle. That's Anthony Cipriano, the sophomore.
No game.
Robinson forced it as well, and 2nd down and 10 upcoming as O'Connor held for no gain. Clock ticks, 10:33 and counting. O'Connor checks out. Ebo Pio checks into the game as a wing to the right. Wing left is Daly. Single setback in the wing tee here is Hussein. Motion man is Ebo Pio. They give it to him on the jet sweep. Turns it upfield momentarily, and he's dropped for a loss. DiBenedetto, just too many green jerseys up front right now. Too many to block, and Pio dropped at the 19. He'll lose 3-4.
Not a surprise. I mean, yeah. I don't know what else you can say. Coach, this isn't going to work like this. Yeah. Nothing's going to change.
Foster's going to check in at split end here on third down and 14.
Now if you're going to go for some kind of a pass, you got to be very careful because you're so close to your own end zone.
Foster, split to the right. Wing to the right is Ebo Pio. Four-man front. They send four. Back to passes. Fisher looking. He wants it all deep down the middle. Foster's behind the defense. Comes back to the football. Incomplete. Broken up at the last moment by Sweeney. Foster was behind the defense momentarily. They just couldn't get it to him. And the teams trade three and out to start the third quarter.
Well, it was pretty good coverage. I mean, he would have thrown that much deeper than he did, which is probably out of his range, I would think.
Yeah, Foster had to come back to that one.
Yep. And he had two guys on him.
Had him beat almost in the passing game tonight. Ryan Krause to punt it away. Awaits the snap at the 8-yard line. He's got it. No pressure on this one. And it's a high, very short, wobbling kick. It's going to take a Strathaven bounce across the 45, and it hits Ebo Pio in the back and drops right there at the Panther 47. So tough punt there, just 28 on the punt, no return. And Shanahan takes over on the Strathaven side of the field. 9:28 to play here in the third quarter, and the Panther defense will be asked for another stop.
Well, but neither team getting off to much of a start.
Yeah. You know, we said before the game, or certainly before we arrived tonight, said I would have expected a lot of points on the board tonight from both teams. Instead, the defenses have acquitted themselves quite well. Smythe in the gun. Motion man is DiBenedetto, and they give it to him on the jet sweep to the left side. He fakes inside, outside, and then back inside for maybe two. Maybe just two. They takes it to the Strathaven 45, brings up second down and eight. Penwood is up 24-14, has the number two seed on the ropes.
Mm.
That's halftime up there in Collegeville. Perk Valley trailing. Marple Newtown scored again. They're up 35-7 on Oxford. Here, second down and eight for Shanahan from the Panther 45, just inside the left hash. Motion man again is DiBenedetto, and they fake it to him this time. Smith's going to keep it himself, trying to bounce it out to this right side. Turns infield, and he is dropped there by Ebo Pio at maybe the 41-yard line. Gain of four brings up third down and four. All right. Looks like fans below us were screaming for a hold.
They're always screaming for a hold.
Two receivers to either side. And now they flex the fullback, Liam Deering, as a slot to the left as well. Empty backfield for Smythe on third and four. He's going to run out of time here momentarily, and then he throws on the run, and it is eerily intercepted, incomplete on that far sideline. Daly closed quickly on Connor Whalen. Good pressure from Ethan Belleville to put Smythe in some trouble. So Smythe connected on his first two passes, has missed on his next six. And now the Panthers hoping for one more miss here on fourth and four from the 41-yard line. Certainly four down territory here.
I don't know that I would agree with that if I was coaching, but I'd try to bury him because we'll see.
Panthers needing a stop. 8:17 to play here in the third. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right, and a tight end now to the right as well. And back to pass, rolling to his left is Smythe. Fires near the sticks on the far sideline. Complete for a first down at the 35-yard line. Gain of six. And number 14 with a sliding catch, that's Tom Waite, his second catch of the night. And Shanahan moves the chains, and Smythe, there's the Carroll curse for you, right? I said he'd missed six in a row, and there's your six-yard gain
six
for
a row,
first down.
You got to come up with one eventually.
That's right. All right, Waite split to the right this time. Slot right is Andre Moffitt. Two receivers to the left, and Liam Deering is your fullback. Clock ticks, 7:54 and counting to play here in the third. Strathaven leading 14-6, but Shanahan moving it. DiBenedetto in motion, and they give instead to the fullback Deering. He has a little bit of room, bounces off a tackle. Daly's got him by the shirt tail and slings him down after a gain of just three. Boy, it looked like he was running for a lot more, and Daly in the weight room all spring. It helped him right there. Deering's got probably 35 pounds on Daly, but good work there by Sean to stop him at the 31. Second down and about six. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Four now to the left, one to the right. Panthers shift to that side. Evan Blake into the game now as well. Rossini singled up on this near side. They pump fake short to the left. Fire to the outside. It's Waite with a catch and run across the 20-yard line into Strathaven, into the red zone there, and slow to get up is Waite. He took a big hit there at the 19. A gain of 12. Tom Foster on the stop. All right, so Smythe to Waite for 12. Smythe now 4 out of 10 for 44 yards. First and 10, they'll spot it at the 18-yard line. Clock ticks, 6:50 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Strathaven clinging to an 8-point lead. Shanahan threatening here. They have three receivers to the left, one to the right. Running back on the left hip, and they give it to him. DiBenedetto off the right side, going next to nowhere. Good work by Belleville. Turns him into Holbert for maybe a yard. Just a yard that time. The Panther defense has held the run game in check for the most part. I mean, they've done a nice job here. Most of these, you know, averaging probably about 3-4 yards a carry. My quick math won't give me a chance here since these guys don't huddle. So here we are, Smythe ready to snap it again. Four wide receivers bunched over to the left side. Single to the right. He's back to pass, looking for a bubble screen. He does fire to the flat. It is complete over there, and Daly on the stop at the 15-yard line. Gain of just 2. Prieto on the grab. Now he splits to the right side here. Third down and about 7. Prieto with the first catch of the night. And Smythe in the gun one more time. Panther defense, again, likely 4-down territory. Need 2 stops here on 3rd and 6. 2 receivers to the left, 3 to the right. Rolling to his right is Smythe. Has pressure in his face. Fires complete underneath the coverage. DiBenedetto is inside the 5 with this one. Down to the 4-yard line. That'll be a first and goal to go. Gain of 11 for DiBenedetto on his second catch of the evening. And Panthers just outnumbered in coverage right now.
Well, and these are the kind of short passes that you know we want to be throwing, in my opinion.
First and goal from the 5. DiBenedetto in the backfield. They roll Smythe to the left. Looking. Firing near the end zone, and it is incomplete. Swatted away nicely. Ebo Pio at the goal line.
Who was that for?
With
17?
A diving effort there. Looking for Sweeney, 17.
Yep.
And Pio saves a touchdown with a good effort at the goal line. Second and goal at the 5. I'm wondering if you don't start running it here.
Yep.
But we'll see. At the moment, Smythe by himself in the backfield. 3 receivers to the left, 2 to the right. 5:08 to play here in the third. Panthers up by 8, trying to hold them off. Smythe rolling to his left, looking. He's going to tuck it and run, turns inside himself, and he's banged out of bounds by Daly. Good pressure from Belleville to string him out. And we'll see. Smythe down to the 2, maybe? Where are they putting this one? They're going to put it down, I think, at the 2. Gain of 3 for Smythe, and now you've got an injured Shanahan Eagle. This is number 58, Ryan McLaughlin. McLaughlin is already subbing for the injured Ian Wybranski, so you're going to get down to a third-string guard in a moment here. But 3rd down and 1, and there's going to be timeout on the field, I think. Is this an injury timeout? Okay.
Okay. Yeah, timeout on the
field. All right. They have him over on the sideline, him being Ryan McLaughlin, the senior 215-pounder. But he's going to hobble his way towards the bench. Can't put 1.5 up there? And 5:01 to play here in the third quarter. And the Panther defense will try to hold him off here for another couple plays. They'll snap it from the 2-yard line after Smythe ran for 3. Clock is stopped as Smythe was banged out of bounds by Daly. Let's see here. All right. 3 receivers bunched to the far side. That's the short side of the field. Smythe with 2 receivers to the near side. He's in the gun. 3rd and goal from the 2. Now he jumps under center. Nobody behind him. Smythe's going to keep himself off left guard. He's going to push his way into the end zone for a touchdown. Panthers pulled him back, but forward progress gives them the goal line and a Shanahan score, 14-12, extra point, or probably a 2-point try pending. Well, are they? I mean, okay, I'm not sure what the discussion is for the referees here. Okay, they are going to put it down on the three. Touchdown is signaled, and now they go for two. Okay. All right, so we're just waiting for the signal there. But with 4:58 to play here in the third quarter, Shanahan's second touchdown of the night. Smythe in from the two, and now going for two. Three receivers bunched to the right. Smythe in the gun, rolling to his right, looking, firing to the end zone, has a man, and caught it. Sweeney at the goal line and in for a 2-point conversion. And we are tied with 4:58 to play here in the third quarter. Well, we'll see what the Panthers can do when we come back. Teams traded three and out to start the third quarter. Shanahan answers with a nice drive of their own. Short field, cashing in on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Well, we are tied at 14. End over end kick from Connor Bailey is going to come down at the 21-yard line to John Francis with a little running room, sheds a tackle. He's carrying people out to the 45-yard line. Francis, with a head of steam, gives the Panthers good field position here, trying to answer a 47-yard scoring drive. I wouldn't call it late in the third quarter. 4:52 to play here in the third. After the 2-yard scoring run by Andrew Smythe. All right, Panthers will snap from the right hash. They move right to left here in the third. Hussein is your fullback in the wing tee. Two tight ends in front of Fisher. 9 men in the box. They give it to Hussein, who goes maybe for a yard. Maybe a yard for Zach Hussein. And there are just not enough blockers to account for 8 or 9 men in the box right now.
What does Clancy think is going to change from one series to the next?
Checking out. And it's a switch on the offensive line here momentarily. Here we go. Second down and 9 from the 46 now. Tight end to the right is Belleville. To the left is Dan Reeves. 9 men within 3 yards of the line of scrimmage for Shanahan. They run the quick trap play and going nowhere from, maybe a yard is Hussein. First time they tried trap, but again, just too many bodies.
There's 11 guys in a box. It's
Ebo Pio checks in. Clock ticks. We're inside of 4 minutes to play here in the third. O'Connor out, Pio into the game. On third down and 8. Panthers with good field position after the good return from Francis. Daly, wing to the left. Pio, wing to the right. Fullback is Hussein. They give the jet sweep, looking for room here is Pio. He's going to turn upfield momentarily and just can't find the room for more than just a couple. They'll give him the 49-yard line, gain of just 2, and the Panthers are going to go 3 out again.
Yep. The tide is turning like it did against Upper Darby. They just can't do anything with the ball.
All right. Krause trying to tilt the field at least here. He stands awaiting the punt snap at the 37-yard line. Garrett Glendening awaits for the Eagles back near his 20. They come after it, and they run right into Krause. No flag. And it's going to bounce inside the 20, inside the 10, and a terrific Strathaven roll. It's going to drop dead at the 6-yard line. They ran into Krause, no flag. But, hey, Panthers will feel pretty good about that one. 45 on the punt, no return, and a long field in front of Shanahan here.
They'll feel good about it if they can stop them.
Well, that's always the trick, huh?
Yep.
Panthers defense has been solid, forcing 2 fumbles. Well, really, 2 fumbles on muffed handoffs. I will have to say that those are mistakes that any offensive coordinator will say, hey, that's on us. All right, Garnet Valley has scored again, 25-0. They lead CB West. North Penn on top of Haverford, 28-20. Under center is Smythe. Single setback behind him. They give it. They run the stretch play to this near side, and good speed by DiBenedetto, but he is going to be slung down at about the 8-yard line. Good pressure and good pursuit there from Sean Daly. Daly out to the 9, or I'm sorry, DiBenedetto out to the 9 for a gain of 3. So, 7 carries, 21 yards for DiBenedetto.
Who's quarterbacking? Oh.
6 is Smythe.
Yeah, right, yep. Okay.
Yep, three receivers, 4 receivers to the left. 1 to the right. Smythe from the right hash, looking, rolling left, has time, fires underneath the coverage, complete to Benedetto, first down out to the 21-yard line.
Take a look at that jersey. Isn't that number 5 jersey for Smythe?
No, it's a 6. The 5s and 6s look awfully close. I had to get a good look at it beforehand.
Okay.
So the lefty delivers for 11 more yards, 12 more yards, and another first down. DiBenedetto, his 3rd catch of the night for 30 receiving yards. He stands in the backfield this time. 2 receivers stacked to the left of the formation. And now Liam Deering's going to check into the game. I was going to say, I only counted 10 out there. Deering sets up, wing to the right, and now timeout is going to be called for Shanahan. So we're going to take a short timeout with them. Only 10 men on the field for the Eagles are going to catch their breath and give it another shot here late in the 3rd quarter. We're tied at 14 on HavenFootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Lawler. Bringing it back here to Downingtown, Bishop Shanahan High School. 1st and 10 for the Eagles. Under center is a new quarterback in there, and down goes DiBenedetto. In a quarterback, same quarterback, they changed jerseys. All right. Smythe now wearing 5 here for the rest of the
evening. I told you I wasn't crazy.
All right. You got it. That does, yeah. All right. Same quarterback, new jersey.
Yeah.
Loss of 2 for DiBenedetto as John Morris slings him for a loss. All right.
Same quarterback.
Here we go.
All right, we got
3 receivers to the right. 1 to the left. DiBenedetto on the right hip of Smythe in the gun. 2nd and 12. Back to pass. Looking to his right. Steps away from pressure. Still with time. Firing deep down the far sideline and incomplete. Overthrows everybody out of bounds out near the midfield stripe. Chris Rossini in coverage. Zane Monroe, the intended receiver. And it brings up 3rd down and 12. So the Panthers, again, trying to keep the field tilted in this direction. On 3rd down and 12. Panthers D needing a big play here. Empty backfield this time. 5 wide receivers. 3 to the right, 1 to the left. Smythe in the gun. Back to pass and rolling to his right. Looking. Fires back over the middle, and it is nearly intercepted by Ebo Pio. Oh, dangerous throw. Pio couldn't quite squeeze it and keep the turn and get the turnover. But the Panthers hold, and it brings up 4th and long, and the punt team onto the field for the 2nd time this half now for Shanahan. 53.9 seconds of play here in the 3rd, and Panthers almost forced their 3rd turnover of the night. Ebo Pio would like to have that one back. Rossini stands deep with Tom Foster near the midfield stripe. Moffitt takes the snap and booms one. Wobbling kick, signals fair catch, and making it is Rossini at about the 46-yard line of Strathaven. So pretty good field position for the Panthers. Can they do more with it than their last possession, which netted them all of, 4 rushing yards on 3 plays? So, tie game, 14 all. Panther defense has held up very nicely against an offense that's averaged more than 31 points per game, well over 300 yards of offense per game, and So far, so good for the Panther D. Now, can the offense get something going here? Two tight ends set. Reeves to the left. Belleville to the right. O'Connor, wing to the right. Dalian Hussein in the backfield. Fumbled snap there by Fisher. He does well just to pick it up and stop for a three-yard loss. But, oh, boy.
That would have been nasty.
Cannot turn things over on this part of the field. Panthers defense just did a great job forcing Shanahan to punt and give the Panthers a relatively short field here, but 23 seconds, 22 seconds, 21 seconds, and Coach Clancy's going to say, you know what, we're going to keep this thing and let the clock run down to the end of the third quarter. So 12 seconds, 11 seconds remain in the third quarter. Coach Clancy and Fisher are going to stand on the sideline, let the clock run out, and take it to the final 12 minutes of regulation. Tied at 14. District 1 playoffs. It's been a good one here in the opener. Glad you're joining us. Live around the archive. We'll bring it right back for the fourth quarter of Strathaven and Bishop Shanahan on havenfootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. Pete Fulginetti with the stats and the spotting. Strathaven 14, Bishop Shanahan 14. Second and 12 for Strathaven from their own 44. They move left to right now as we start this fourth quarter. Split end to the left is Tom Foster. Juggled snap again. Scramble for it. I think Fisher's back on it. Second snap in a row that's hit the ground. And the Panthers just hurting themselves with mistakes here. And Coach Clancy just throwing his hands up, thinking, gosh. coming out of a timeout, really. Coming at the end of the quarter. And couldn't get the snap right. So now turns into third down. And 13. They'll snap from their 43-yard line. Panthers need some kind of big play. Can they get Foster involved here? Shanahan defense shifts Sweeney over to cover Foster. Probably a good idea. Back to pass. Looking as Fisher has time. Fires the out. Incomplete. Nearly a one-handed grab by Foster on that far sideline. Ball a little off target. Would have been well short of the first down anyway. And it brings up fourth and long, and Ryan Krause will stay in to punt it. So, 2-3 and outs in a row here for the Panthers offense.
Well, this one was really bad. Two fumbled snaps.
And a
throw.
And good field position. You had Francis set them up with a good kick return to the 45 last time. Here you get it at your 46. And net, really no yards in the last two drives. Krause to punt it away. Glenn Denning stands deep. Good kick from Krause, low line drive wobbler. It's actually going to come to one of the up men. This is 37, Tyler Kingsbury. Makes one man miss, two men miss, and across the 30 to the 34-yard line, Tyler Kingsbury, the junior, gives them pretty good field position at the 34. So you only net about 23 on the punt after the return. And decent field position for Shanahan in a tie game. 10:58 to play here. In regulation, 14 all. Can the Panther defense get their second stop in a row?
You're asking an awful lot if you can't. You know, you're not keeping the ball very long. You're not making many yards. It's a lot to ask of defense.
Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Liam Deering is in at fullback. Andrew Smythe in the gun. Panthers, four down linemen. It's going to be Smythe on the keeper. Right up the gut he goes across the 40, out to the 43. They'll mark him a yard shy of the first down. Prochniak on the stop. But Smythe picks up nine. And brings up second down and short. You're right, Mike. A lot to ask of the defense. And Smythe is ready to go again. No huddle. Panther defense shifting quickly here. Deering is your fullback. He's on the left hip of Smythe this time. On second down and a yard. Back to pass Smythe. Nope. Smythe on the keeper again. Didn't get much. Didn't need much for the first down. Out to the 46 he goes. 47. I will have to say that referees have been awfully generous with their spotting tonight. I think on multiple counts here for multiple, or both teams, really. But Smythe, they give him the 47-yard line here. First and 10. Motion man is Sweeney from left to right, and they give it to him on the sweep. Looking for room on that right side. Turns upfield. Great job by hanging on by the shirt tail, and Sweeney does fight to get back to the line of scrimmage. Belleville held on for dear life till his teammates arrived. Sweeney, no gain. Then it brings up second down and 10. Belleville's had himself a whale of a game. Another touchdown tonight on the defensive side of the ball. Scooping up a fumble late in that second quarter. Gave the Panthers a 14-6 lead at that moment, but the only scoring in the third quarter went to Shanahan. Cashing in on a 47-yard drive. 8 on the play clock here. 7 on the play clock. Still some confusion for Shanahan here. Smythe in the gun. 2 seconds. 1 second. They do get the play off. Smythe fires to the outside. Incomplete it goes. And it brings up third down and 10. Intended for Monroe on the far sideline. All sorts of confusion there. And that is the risk of going no huddle. Right?
Yep.
Sometimes you go a little too fast, or, you know, multiple substitutions, personnel changes. Prieto checks out. Checking in is Tom Waite. Third down and 10 from their own 47 now, Shanahan. Panthers trying to get off the field here on defense. 9:18 to play here in the fourth. Empty backfield. 4 wide receivers to the left. 1 to the right. Panthers seem outnumbered here. Ball on the ground. Scramble for it. Smythe looking. Fires to the near side. It is nearly intercepted by Foster at the midfield stripe. He tips it away. Oh, the Panthers twice now have had chances for interceptions and some returns, but 4 misses in a row now for Smythe, and boy, oh boy, that was awfully close to a pick six. Fumbled the snap, threw everything off, and a dangerous throw to this near sideline. Foster almost with a big play. Still, Panther defense getting it done. Moffitt on to punt. High snap. Moffitt. Spiraling kick headed towards Rossini on the far sideline, then goes out of bounds and inside the 25. They'll mark it out at the 24. 26 on the punt. Sorry, 29 on the punt. They were on this side of the 50. 29 on the punt, no return. Strathaven will start at their own 24-yard line. We're still tied. 9:05 to play in regulation. The defenses have been awfully good. Gallagher scores again for Garnet Valley, 32-0. Garnet Valley on top of CB West. So the sophomore is still in there at quarterback. 21-21, Radnor and Upper Dublin. Wow, 4:08 left in the third there. Here we're tied as well. 2 tight end set, Fisher under center, 10 men in the box. Give us Ebo Pio with a little bit of room off the left side. Out to the 30-yard line for 6. That's the best play of this second half.
Absolutely.
For the Panther offense. And that's saying something about the defense as well. Pio's first carry of the half. He's the Panthers' leading rusher so far with 6 carries, 39 yards. 24 of it came on his first touch of the game. 2nd and 4 from their own 30. Panthers with a wing tee again with 2 tight ends. Wing to the right is Ebo Pio. On 2nd down and 4. Gives to Sean Daly. Daly's met in the backfield this time. He does well to fall forward out to the 32. Brings up 3rd down and about 2. Daly, again, he's had, you can see his strength. He falls forward well. He's got great leg drive, and they've missed that over the last couple of weeks in particular. Not playing quite at 100%. A little dinged up, as many players are, but good to see the senior in the backfield again this week. 3rd down and 2 from the 32. Panthers facing again a 9, really almost a 10-man front. Off the left side, this is Hussein, who is stood up and drilled by Sweeney, but not before he picks up 4 and a 1st down. That is about as beautiful a double leg takedown as you'd ever see in a wrestling match. But Hussein picks up the 36-yard line and a Panther 1st down. Tough 4 yards, and he got it. 12 carries for just 22 yards for Big Zach tonight, but that moves the sticks and keeps the offense on the field. Clock ticks. 7:30 and counting to play here in the fourth. Fisher under center. Turns. Gives off the left side. Goes P.O. and he's going to be slung backwards. Gave ground there. 61 in the backfield. Cipriano along with McLaughlin. And down at the 34, so a loss of two on the play for Ebo Pio. Brings up second down and 12. Pio checks out of the game, hobbles a little bit. Not a good sign there. They need him at free safety here, so hopefully that's just a bump from that heavy hit. All right. Under center is Fisher. O'Connor, wing to the left. Play fake, back to pass, looking, under heavy pressure. Fisher steps away momentarily, but then is dropped back at the 30-yard line. Sacked for a loss of four, and it brings up third down and 16.
Absolute no blocking. Yep. Just no blocking on the pass rush. 51 went right by his blocker. The blocker kind of pushed him, and nothing. It was not a good example of what you need to do to be in this level of play.
Third and 16 from the 30. Fisher under center. Tom Foster split end to the near side. Singled up out here with the senior Steve Sweeney. Back to pass. Looking. Wants the deep ball down the near sideline. Foster is out there and incomplete. Just a hair overthrown. Good coverage from Steve Sweeney. Looking for Foster down inside the 30-yard line on third and long. And okay that you take your shot there. Maybe you get an interference call or, you know, hit big there, but Fisher.
Or you could throw it for 7 yards and see if he can make another five and get the first down.
Yeah, they're in pretty good coverage there. They're not, they're playing pretty close. And now what do we have here? All right, the officials are going to talk things over before fourth and 16 here. Not sure what the call is. Ryan Krause standing to punt it away. Glenn Denning stands deep inside his 35. The up man is 37, Tyler Kingsbury. And what are they calling? They're calling the...
I don't know what that signal is.
They're calling 15-yard unsportsmanlike. I can guess who this was against coming down to the near sideline. So loss of 15, and now Krause is going to stand near his goal line to punt it away. Oh, my. Costly penalty there. Panthers picked up a first down in three plays and then go backwards 21 yards. Krause now inside his five, awaits the punt snap. Needs a big boot here. They come after it. They run into him a second time. No call. And there's a bounce out near midfield here. It's going to roll dead across the midfield stripe and on the midfield stripe. All right. Pretty good kick from Krause. 35 yards, no return, but better field position for Bishop Shanahan. And the Panther defense has had two stops in this second half and given up one score. And 5:54 here to play in regulation. The Eagles in good shape here, field position-wise.
Yep.
Panthers had two good chances for turnovers as well in the last two possessions. Could not quite squeeze and a couple of interception chances. Unionville up 42-0. They're going to get the winner of this one. Here we're tied at 14. Inside of 6 minutes to play. They run, fake the jet, and come back this way. Looking for him is DiBenedetto. Steps away from one tackle. Two tackles, 40, 35, 30. Foot race now. Could Rossini catch him? Blake on his heels, and DiBenedetto dives across the goal line. 50 yards. They fake the jet to Sweeney. They've been setting that one up all night. First time they faked it to him, and DiBenedetto bounced it back to the right side for 50 and a score.
Well, it was a big play. It's been killing the Panthers for a few games now, and it's just continuing.
They had held DiBenedetto to 19 yards on eight carries, and there, you're right, Mike, just one big play busts it. All right, Connor Bailey on to attempt the extra point. 20-14, Bishop Shanahan. Bailey 0-for-1 on extra points tonight.
DiBenedetto is trying to catch his breath here. He's got to hold the snap.
Snap, spot, kick is away. Bailey sneaks it through, up and good. 21-14, Bishop Shanahan took one play after a disastrous Panther drive, and we'll be back in just a moment. Glad you're joining us live on the archive here on HavenFootball.net.
If you're a sports fan, you have to visit the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum in Radnor. Two floors of spectacular sports memorabilia from some of the greatest names in Delaware County to ever play sports, baseball, football, basketball, and more, on display at Delco's only sports museum, and admission is free. The museum is located at the Radnor Township Municipal Building in Radnor, Pennsylvania. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 11 to 1:30. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Dandy Benedetto goes 50 yards with the run. It kept him in check all night, but he gets free for one big run. 21-14 is your score. Shanahan on top of Strathaven. John Francis juggles the kickoff at the 14-yard line, steps away from one man, still on his feet, across the 20, out to the 24. But now the Panther offense has to get something going. They've had really a hard time doing much of anything here in the second half. Picked up just one first down in this second half, and now going to need a big play from somewhere. 1 for 8 throwing it tonight with an interception. First completion of the game was on the first throw of the game to Tom Foster. They have not connected since in the passing game. Receiver split end to the left. Wing to the left. Fisher. They run toss play. Looking for room is Hussein, and you're going to get a flag here, and this is going to turn into a holding call. Well, we're going to get a hold here. Panther fans below us are concerned that that hold hasn't gone the other way at all tonight, except once. Each team called for one holding penalty now. This one is going to go backwards 10 from the 26-yard line, so it's going to turn into first down and about 18. So some costly penalties here for the Panthers in this fourth quarter. 15-yard penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct. Set up Krause to punt it from near his own end zone, and now short field for Shanahan. They take full advantage, and now 7-point lead for the Eagles here on their home turf. First down at about 18. Their play fake, back to pass, looking, down the field they go towards Francis, incomplete, very well covered by DiBenedetto. Francis running the post from that halfback spot, and it brings up second down and 18. 5:14 to play here in regulation. 21-14, Bishop Shanahan on top of Strathaven. 35-13, Marple Newtown on top of Oxford. 42-0, Unionville on top of Glen Mills. Upper Moreland 35, Sun Valley 14. Penwood leads Perk Valley 30-14, the two seed in serious trouble in 6A. Here, second down and almost 18. Back to pass, looking, firing the out. It is knocked away by Sweeney, and they just are squatting on that route, Mike. You were talking about that, yep, in the last possession to say, hey, why can I throw the out? Sweeney's not afraid. He knows he has help deep, and so he's sitting on that out route, that hitch. And, you know, Fisher honestly has not had much time to throw the ball. It's not like you're going to be able to get something developing deep down the field at this rate either. So third and 17 from the 16-yard line. See what the Panthers can draw up here. Looking bleak with 5:10 to play here if they can't convert right now. Split end to the left. Tom Foster. Wing T with Francis as a wing to the right. He goes in motion. They play fake to Hussein. Back to pass. Looking. Has Foster out there. Incomplete down that far sideline. Contact out at the 40. And then there is a flag at the 40. All right, they dropped the flag there. I don't know. You might get interference here against Sweeney. Collision between Foster and Sweeney at the 40. Fisher overthrew him by a couple of yards out near the midfield stripe. And so what's the call going to be? Are they going to call offensive or defensive interference is the question. Fisher comes to the sideline. Pass interference defense. That's going to turn into pants. That's going to turn into a Strathaven first down. Well,
that's about the only way they're going to get a first down.
I was going to say, it's a huge break. Huge break for the Panthers here out to the 31-yard line. Holding penalty backed them up. But they're going to get a fresh set of downs now with 5:04 to play.
It doesn't become an automatic first down, apparently.
Yeah. No? Really?
Yep.
Okay, so
third down.
I'm sorry. Third down and three. Yep, here we go. Third and three. From the 31, wing to the left, and they give it to Hussein, who's got room into the secondary, and oh, a shoestring tackle by DiBenedetto, but out to the 40-yard line goes Hussein for a first down, gain of 9 for Big Zach. Believe it or not, that's his biggest gain of the night. Still a one-score game, and the Panthers with new life now, 4:57 and counting to play in regulation. Split end to the right is Foster. He's singled up with Sweeney. Panthers just 1 of 9 throwing it. Give is to Hussein, who's off the right side this time for a couple. Just a couple. 61 on the stop. That's Cipriano, the sophomore who's been in on a bunch. Call it second down and a long 8, almost 9. Clock ticks, 4:27 and counting to play here in regulation. Split end to the left is Foster. On second down and almost 9, they give it to Daly off the right side. He's going to run through an arm tackle and take it out to the 47. It's going to bring up third down and 3. Panthers may go no huddle here. We'll see. Nope. It's going to bring Fisher over to the sideline. Coach Clancy calls the play here as he'll snap it from the right hash. Sam Burke over the football. Panthers need the midfield stripe here. Third down and 3. Give off the left right side is Hussein, who falls forward to the 48, and that's it. Just one more yard.
They got to go for it here.
Absolutely.
Have no choice.
Yep. Panthers still with 3 timeouts in their pocket, but trailing by a score. This is as good a field position as they've had in this half. It's third, 4th down and 2. Shanahan defense could be well on their way to sealing this thing with a stop here.
Oh yeah,
Panthers.
This is the game, I think, right here. Most
thinking
likely.
About a hard count, maybe. We'll see. Keep them off balance, perhaps. 10 men in the box. They give on the quick count off the left side, and they've got Hussein across the 50 to the 49 and a first down.
Wow.
Gain of 3. They convert, and the Panthers with a promising drive here. They'll spot it at the 48. They go no huddle. 3:09 to play here in regulation. Panthers first and 10 at the Shanahan 48. 9 men in the box again. It's Daly off the right side. Oh, grab the face mask, and there it is.
Yep.
They get the flag here as Daly was dragged down by the face mask at the 45. And you're going to get 5 or 15 here. This is the question. Daly 3 on the carry, and you're going to get 15 more on the face mask. All right. Panthers taking advantage here of a couple of serious Bishop Shanahan penalties, pass interference, and now a 15-yard face mask pulls Daly down. He's going to mark it down to the 30. Panthers trailing by 7. 2:57 to play here in regulation. Clock restarts as they spot the ball on the right hash. Fisher brings in the play. Daly wing to the left. O'Connor and Hussein stand behind him. 2 tight ends, and now timeout Bishop Shanahan. They want to talk things over. First time out for either team this half. We'll take a short one with them. Have some drama here in Downingtown. Stick with us. Be back for the conclusion of Panthers and Eagles when we come back on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
2:46 to play here in regulation. Strathaven trailing by 7. But at 1st and 10 at the 30-yard line of Bishop Shanahan, 2 costly Shanahan penalties here on this drive has really kept things alive and kept things moving for the Panthers. They've converted a 4th and short already. Again, not huge numbers by any stretch for the Panther offense. But, hey, timeliness, patience to some degree,
yep,
to live with 4, 5, maybe 6 yards at a time could keep this thing going. Bishop Shanahan with, again, 8, 9 men now in the box. Panthers 2 tight end set. They give it to Daly off the right side. He's going nowhere. No gain there for Daly. 51 and 61 in on the stop there. That's McGinn and Cipriano.
They've been all over that field, those two guys.
Yep. Panthers have not gotten much of a push here up front. 8 carries, 28 yards for the senior halfback, Sean Daly, in his first action in a few weeks. Wing to the left now is Ebo Pio. On 2nd and 10 from the Shanahan 30. They show blitz in the A-gap, play fake, and they run to the near sideline. Pio trying to get outside. He's going to be slung out of bounds. Not much room, not much gained. In fact, Pio is going to lose a couple, I think. Let's see where they spot this on the near sideline. He's going to lose one. Mike Robinson, the inside linebacker on the stop. And now it's 3rd and 11 all of a sudden. So Shanahan called timeout. And since then, the Panthers have gone back a yard on two plays. Clock stopped as Pio was slung out of bounds. Split to the left is Foster. Certainly four down territory here for the Panthers. They shift Pio into the backfield. Wing right is Nick O'Connor. Motion man is O'Connor. Play fake to Hussein. Back to pass. Looking. They want it all. Foster is out there. He makes the catch on the seat of his pants. 5 yards deep in the end zone. Fisher to Foster for 6. 2:02 to play, and the Panthers can tie it on a 30-yard bomb. Wow.
Oh, my God. Well, do we go for two?
Whoa. Do you go for two? Nope. Emmett Young is back on the field. Emmett Young to tie it. Fisher to hold. 21-20. Fisher to Foster. Connect for just the second time tonight. A 31-yard score. And now the sophomore, Emmett Young, trying to punch it through for a tie. Snap, spot, heavy pressure, but Young gets it away and good! We are tied at 21 with 2:02 to play in regulation.
Boy,
Shanahan
oh
ball when we come back. Glad you're joining us. It's been a barn burner here at Downingtown in round one of the playoffs. This is a thriller. Glad you're with us. Be back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
Probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Shanahan will get the football back, 2:02 to play in regulation. Coach Kevin Clancy draws it up, and they finally get Foster and Fisher on the same page there. A 31-yard scoring strike. Just the second completion of the night, and this game is suddenly tied. But you have to give that ball back to the Shanahan offense here. And now, do you risk kicking it deep, or do you kick it high and short one of the up men?
They haven't kicked it deep all night.
Now, here's Emmett Young from the hash. He's going to kick it deep this time. He's going to drive DiBenedetto all the way back. Now, over his head and into the end zone. Wow.
Wow.
The wind caught hold of that one. It's blowing in that direction, and a touchback for Emmett Young gives Shanahan an 80-yard field in front of them. 2:02 to play. Shanahan going into suddenly a pretty steady wind. I say that only for the sake of a field goal kicker if you get this thing close. But 2:02 to play in regulation. The Eagles with the football at the 20, two timeouts in their pocket, and can the Panther defense come up with another stop? They've had chances for turnovers, a couple of near interceptions. We'll see. All right. Empty backfield. Smythe in the gun. Back to pass. Looking. Steps up in the pocket. Fires deep down the near side. Coming back to it is Sweeney. And Rossini comes back and breaks it up. Chris Rossini knocks it away from Sweeney. And, boy, that was up for grabs a little bit,
yeah,
too. Thrown into the wind.
That was floating.
Rossini's frustrated. He thinks he could have had a shot for an interception there. Smith, 7 for 19. 67 yards throwing it tonight. He's in the gun with an empty backfield again. Three receivers to the right, one to the, and now flags on the play. You're going to get a false start here. False start in the band, and the Panther defense saying, make some noise. The crowd trying to get it going here. Second down and 15 now as they're going to back it up. Defense has 156 in regulation to hold off Shanahan here. We're tied at 21. And
well, boy, Shanahan's got to worry about turning the ball over.
Well,
not,
right.
not just
and
not a,
short, a
fumble, but,
a
I mean.
Short field, right.
Well, and they may have to punt. I mean, they're
right.
going to hurry up office. They threw it, so they stopped the clock.
Three receivers to the right, two to the left now. Andrew Smythe in the gun. Panthers show three men front. Back to pass is the lefty. Steps up, fires underneath to Sweeney, who's got it, and he takes a hit, but tumbles forward across the 30 for a first down. Gain of 16 for Steve Sweeney. And Smith, again, five incompletions in a row, connects big for that one. 16 for Sweeney, his second catch, first catch of the evening. Three receivers to the right, two to the left. Smythe is back again. Smythe looking, firing over the middle. It's deflected and intercepted. Deflected up in the air, and it lands in the arms of Prochniak at the 41-yard line. The Panthers will take over with 1:39 to play in regulation and maybe 25 yards from field goal range. Second interception of the year for the sophomore, and now the Panthers, can they get it going here? Tied at 21, they'll snap from the Shanahan 43. Tight end to the right is Belleville. To the left is Reeves. Fisher under center. Motion man is Daly. He comes set in the backfield next to Hussein. They give it to Daly. Off that right side, he's got room off the right side. 35, lunges down to the 31. 12 for Sean Daly. And the Panthers with some momentum here. What a game we've had, folks. What a game. Clock ticks. Once they set the ball, it will restart. 129, 128 and counting. Panthers still with all three timeouts. They're at the 31-yard line. Maybe 15 yards from field goal range. T formation. Hussein, now they shift O'Connor wing right. Nine in the box again. It's Daly again following his lead blocker. Daly's going to push the pile down to the 25. Daly rips off six more. Timeout Strathaven with 108 to play. And oh boy.
I think we'll keep it here.
Keep it right here. I'll try to give you some scores from elsewhere, but at the moment, who cares? And that's no disrespect to what's going on
that's
elsewhere,
right.
But boy, we have some fun in front of us. Academy Park all over Chichester, 33-12, late in the third. Defending District 1 champions trying to advance there. Springfield has another interception. They are in control over Pencrest. Pottsgrove's up 26-8 on Interboro after three quarters there. Penwood is leading Perk Valley by three scores. That is a stunner up in Collegeville. The two seed in serious trouble thanks to our buddies down in the Del Valle League. That would be huge. Down in Lansdowne. All right, here. Second down and three after Daly went for seven more. He's up to 47 on the night. Hussein in the backfield. O'Connor, wing to the right. They give it to Hussein. Up the middle he goes for, I think, first down yardage when they unpile. They will stop the clock and put the ball down on the 20-yard line. 103 to play in regulation as Hussein goes for four more. 17 carries for 40 yards for the junior fullback. No huddle for Fisher. Hard count, turn, give is to Daly. He sheds a tackle in the backfield, and he dives down to the 16. I hope Emmett Young stretching that leg out. Gain of four more. Second down and six. Panthers go no huddle here. Clock ticks. 41 seconds, 40 seconds and counting. Fisher gives to Hussein off the left side. He's hitting the backfield, but pushes forward, drives the pile down near the 12. Timeout. Strathaven with 33 seconds to play in regulation. It's going to bring up third down and about two. Holy smokes, Mike.
Were they at the 12 there?
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
Give Hussein maybe three more on that last carry. He and Daly have done the legwork here on this drive after the sophomore Prochniak comes up with the tipped pass for the interception. Right now, if you had to kick the field goal right now, you're looking at a 29-yard attempt.
Which would be pushing things. But he's got a win behind him,
he
apparently.
Does. I think he has the leg. It's just going to be a matter of can you get that blocked up. They have been.
Yeah, they've been.
Shanahan has been awfully good rushing it, rushing the kicker tonight. But Young has been fortunate to get away. Panthers would love to have a first down here instead. Or more. Hussein at fullback. Two tight ends. Third and two from the 12. Fisher's going to push the pile. Drives it forward. And Fisher down to the 7-yard line for a first down. That'll stop the clock momentarily at the 7-yard line. They'll stop it to set the chains. It's first and goal. Fisher for four more. Clock restarts, 24 seconds, 23 seconds. Fisher under center. It's Daly off the right side. Driving the pile down to the 5. Clock ticks. 16, 15, 14. It's going to be second down and goal to go. And Coach Clancy and Jake Fisher are going to let the clock melt. 7 seconds to play here in regulation. The ball at the 6-yard line. I think they're going to put it on Emmett Young. For a 24-yard field goal attempt, 25-yard field goal attempt. All right, the sophomore, 1-for-1 on field goals this year. He's not had many chances. This one absolutely in his range.
And it's on a right hash.
On the right hash, he's going to have to hook it to his left just a bit, but he's got the wind at his back. Holy smokes.
Boy, they're going to have to block this one hard. These guys are going to be coming for sure. I mean, the worst situation, of course, is that it misses and we go into overtime, but still.
Worse yet would be a block, and that's a live ball. Panthers have to stay awake if it is blocked and ball lands behind the line of scrimmage. Snap, spot, hold is going to have to be absolutely crucial here. And can you get everybody blocked up in front? You have second down and goal, but just 7.4 seconds remaining on the clock. Fisher. Counts the 9 guys in front of him. Can they get everybody blocked up? He will take a knee at the right hash at the 13-yard line. 23-yard field goal attempt upcoming. Timeout Shanahan. They're going to make the sophomore think about it a bit. Oh, baby.
Yeah, oh, baby's right.
We're going to keep it right here. Mike, give me something to say because I'm about to tweet out the update here.
This is I mean, you hope for games like this, particularly in playoff situations. And, this has gone back and forth all night long. Haven definitely, controlled the first half, and then Shanahan came back and got close, and then they controlled the third quarter, Shanahan did, and it's been back and forth. So we've got two teams that we thought were fairly equally played out and thought should be a close game in spite of what some of the people were saying. And, boy, it doesn't get much closer than this. If this field goal is not successful and assuming the ball's not advanced, this becomes an overtime game, which is about as close as you can get.
Emmett Young, the sophomore.
Here we go.
Has it lined up. Jake Fisher will hold, and Coach Clancy's 300th win, perhaps hanging in the balance. Fisher awaits the snap, ball spotted, kick is away, it is long enough, and it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through with 4.4 seconds left, and can the Panthers hold on to advance and give Coach Clancy win number 300? Wow.
Wow is right.
Perfect execution. The 8 guys in front, the center with the snap, Fisher with the hold and spot, and Emmett Young drills it. Now, with the kickoff. Do you kick it?
Oh, if he's got the wind, I would kick it deep. Hopefully get it in the 20.
Well, I don't know. I'd rather almost kick it hard at one of the up man to squib it.
Yeah.
Make somebody else catch.
Problem is these guys can throw, so you're...
Yeah, I'd rather them not get a snap from scrimmage.
Well, what, we've got 4 seconds left?
Yeah.
Oh, I put... Okay. I thought it was 44.
4.4.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, yeah, if you squib it, and of course, as soon as they catch it, they may get one play out of it, no matter how... So I would think they would tell whoever catches the ball to just fall on it, because they're going to have to either make a touchdown on a run... Or lose.
Now to kick it off. Panthers are up 24-21. 4 seconds left. Kickoff coming. All right. Here we go. Young, we'll see what they do. They squib it. It's going to come to one of the up men. And he takes a knee. Runs forward for 3 yards and taking a knee. And a good heads-up play there by Andrew Falk. They are going to snap it one time from the 34-yard line, and now what? Do you bring pressure?
Well, I don't think you blitz or anything. You got to cover the backfield.
Yeah. Hopefully you get somebody like Belleville running loose back there. Make Smythe throw it on the run. Have to be, of course, concerned about a defensive penalty here.
Right.
Game cannot end on a defensive penalty. 24-21. Eagles with one snap. They'll have it from the left hash at their own 34-yard line. It's touchdown or bust for Shanahan. They send three receivers to the right, two to the left. Panthers with four men deep. Quarters coverage here. Back to passes, Smythe. Looking. Panthers send just three. Holbert being held. They fire deep down the middle. It is deflected and intercepted. Sean Daly takes a knee, and the Panthers win it. Coach Clancy's 300th win will send the Panthers to the second round. Wow. Are there flags? There's whistles. I don't know what's happening here. Okay, a little scrum after the regulation, but the Panthers.
Yeah, the refs are leaving the field.
Storm the field, and that was as exciting a game as we've had in a long time. Holy smokes. 24-21. The Panthers win it. Their first playoff win since 2011. Congrats to Shanahan on a fantastic season and a fantastic effort tonight. Eagles were game for, well, literally all 48 minutes. It came to the final play, and the Panthers win it on the strength of a sophomore, two sophomores with an interception and then a 23-yard field goal to bring it home. Incredible.
It was incredible indeed.
And there's a special football that they've been holding on to for a couple of weeks now. They want to give Coach Clancy, who is going to hate every second of this, so we keep bringing up this 300th win thing.
Well, at least it's done
but
now.
He's going to be thrilled at the way they did it tonight. What a comeback in the fourth quarter. 10 points in the fourth. Get it done for Coach Clancy and the Panthers. We're going to take a short timeout, try to update you on scores from elsewhere, but the Panthers will play 7 days from now at Unionville, who was, at last glance, clobbering Glenn Mills, but incredible. All right, stick with us. Be back in a minute when we catch our breath on havenfootball.net.
If you're a sports fan, you have to visit the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum in Radnor. Two floors of spectacular sports memorabilia from some of the greatest names in Delaware County to ever play sports. Baseball, football, basketball, and more. On display at Delco's only sports museum, and admission is free. The museum is located at the Radnor Township Municipal Building in Radnor, Pennsylvania. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 11 to 1:30. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
It'll be on to Unionville for round two. Strathaven 24, Bishop Shanahan 21, and the sophomores come up big tonight. In the fourth quarter with Prochniak on an interception, Emmett Young's field goal, but boy, did they rely on some seniors there for that last drive. Sean Daly in the backfield pounding away, got that in, and then, of course, the juniors, Hussein and Fisher, too, running the ball hard,
oh, yeah,
got them in range.
And got some yards where they found something. I don't know whether they just wore down the Eagles or what the story was, but they that last push, they kept it close, they stayed in the game, and they just turned it, and I there's no doubt in my mind that the Eagles were on the fatigue end of this game where usually it's the Panthers. So, you know, they turned it around. They got this win. This is a big monkey off their back after a lot of years of being one and out.
Shanahan falls to 7-4. They finish their season 7-4, but the 11th-seeded Panthers move on. The 11-seed goes to 6-5, and they will take on one-loss Unionville. Down in Unionville a week from tonight. So we'll try to keep you posted on other scores here. Penwood, we'll try to keep you going there. Penwood with a lead, but they're punting. Perk Valley not dead yet. 32-13, Garnet Valley on top of CB West. Haverford trailing tonight. Haverford is trailing North Penn 34-26. As we speak. So we'll see if Haverford can pull an upset as well. But Delaware County tonight has shown themselves to be formidable. Marple Newtown crushing Oxford. Radnor more than doing their part against Upper Dublin. That's a one-score game up there. And, wow, Perk Valley has blocked the Penwood punt, so that game's going crazy. Stay alive on Twitters. Check out havenfootball.net. Lee Holbert jumping around over here. The seniors will get to play one more week of football at least. And what a great, great victory tonight for the Panthers on the road. So check out the website for stats, play the game, and a whole lot more in the next few days. But we will be back on the air 6:45 next Friday night at Unionville to see second-round playoff action for the, after the Panthers pull out a dramatic 24-21 victory. Thanks, everybody at Shanahan, for getting us set up over here. Fantastic night, fantastic facility. And, again, what a wonderful game. Thanks again to Pete Fulginetti. Great to see him back with stats on the spotting. Mike Mayer, fantastic job as always with
everything
else.
Gee, what's the play
else
of the game going to be?
Oh, my goodness. Too many to pick from. Too many to pick from, especially in that fourth quarter.
Yep.
So we'll sign off tonight, 24-21. Panthers win it. Coach Clancy's 300th. What a wonderful night of football here on havenfootball.net. For Pete, for Mike, this is Brian Carroll signing out at everybody. Good night. Great football.
This broadcast is copyrighted by havenfootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without havenfootball.net's consent is prohibited. This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.